four. Number 14, Farrah. 15, Major Sharp. And 17, Alveda Vegas. 14, 15 and 17. Race 5, number 9, Bring Luck, number 9. Races 6 and 7 are clear. Rose Hill, race 8, number 6, Yatana, number 6. And race 9, number 8, More to Gain. Race 9, number 8. Light on for scratchings, and why wouldn't we with such a huge day ahead here at Rose Hill for De Bortoli Wines Golden Rose Day. We move to Kembla Grange. They had 3 millimetres of rain overnight, or this morning. In fact, this morning it was. It's a soft five, a soft five. There's only 4 scratchings for the program. We start in race 2. So race 1 is clear. Race 2 at Kembla, take out 3 Mandalong Royal, number 3. Race 3, take out 9, Dopla Masia. Race 3, number 9. In race 4, it's clear. Race 5, number 1, Crossley Hotshot, number 1. Race 6, clear. And race 7, number 7, Cross Stitch. Race 7, number 7. That's the scratchings for Kembla Grange. Now for Armidale, they had 4 millimetres of rain overnight. The track is a heavy 8. We'll monitor that through the morning into the afternoon. The first 2 races are clear. Race 3 at Armidale, take out the 2 emergencies, 16 and 17. Race 4 at Armidale, the scratching is number 12. And race 5, take out number 7. Now, there is a late scratching just through as well. That's race 3, number 4, Champagne Kisses. A late one at 7.50. Race 3, number 4. That's the information for Armidale. The first coming up later on a heavy 8. We've got our other tab program today at Tuncurry. It's been upgraded, that information now. It's a soft 7 following 5 millimetres of rain in the last 24 hours. So a soft 7 for Tuncurry. Races 1 and 2 are clear. Race 3, take out number 3, number 3. Races 4 and 5 are clear. And race 6, take out 1 and 4, 1 and 4. They're the New South Wales programs for today. Now let's go and focus in on Melbourne. And we'll get this information up here for you for the big day at Flemington. And, of course, they've had rain in the last 24 hours, 13 millimetres of rain in the last 24 hours. The track there is a soft 7, a soft 7, correction, let me get that right, a soft 5. A soft 5 for Flemington with a chance of an upgrade to come late in the day. So we'll monitor that for you. The rail is true. And just getting the information here for you, the overall penetrometer is 4.88 for Flemington. In the straight, it's 4.90 to the outer and 4.88 to the 4.90 to the inner and 4.88 to the outer. Race 1 at Flemington, number 1, Al Mandan is out, number 1. Race 2, number 11, Wanta Rock, number 11. The third, number 1, Good Standing, and 14, Smart As You Think, 1 and 14. Race 4 at Flemington, 14 Cool Chap and 15 Gronda Rosso, 14 and 15. Races 5, 6 and 7 are clear. Race 8, number 13 Miss Soft Hands, 16 Nimini Pimini and 17 Canna, 13, 16 and 17. And race 9, take out 14 Pinstripe Lane and number 15, Mr. Wonderful. So 14 and 15 out of race 9. That's the information for Flemington. Soft 5 is where we stand right now, but a chance of, with the weather cleared down there, a chance of being upgraded. Now, Doomben overnight, they've had rain as well. They've had, checking it out, 14.5 millimetres of rain overnight. The weather has cleared as we speak. The track is a soft 7 with a penetrometer of 5.57. Race 1, take out 4, Espiritu and 9, Tasani Tomso, 4 and 9. Race 2, number 8, Favourite Shadow and 11, Perfect Rainbow, 8 and 11. The third, number 2, Best Case, 8, Emerald City, 10, Fawessa and 11, So Hot. 2, 8, 10 and 11. The 4th, number 4, My Man Charles and 11, Eckstein, 4 and 11. The 5th at Doomben, 5, Marina Sands, 8, Mana Manu and 14, Solda Damani, 5, 8 and 14. Race 6 at Doomben, 1, Burley Bullet, 9, Teltani and 13, Western Bell, 1, 9 and 13. Race 7, 4 Mana Manu, 5 Roman Armour, 7 Legendary Luke, 10 I'll Take the Jag, and 11 Man of His Word. 4, 5, 7, 10 and 11. And Race 8, number 1 Yoho, 2 Bentles, number 3 Budget Bender, 10 Scotty B. Gotti, 11 Secret Puzzle, and the emergencies 17 and 18. 1, 2, 3, 10, 11, 17 and 18. That's the information for Doomben. They're saying some patchy rain could fall through the day. As I say, the track at the moment is a soft 7 with the first at 12:17. And finally, in our scratchings, we've got Morfordville in Adelaide today. They race on the course proper. And we're just waiting to see whether these scratchings have gone interim for Morfordville. We'll wait and see what we can get here in the next few seconds. Then we'll be launching into our full Rosehill preview with a look at Rosehill, De Bortoli Wines Golden Rose Day. At this stage, our riser system has stopped on Morfordville. So let's take a break.
Sky Sports Radio, formerly 2KY, has been a part of New South Wales broadcasting for over 90 years.
We continue to lead the way in race broadcasting.
We're sure. Is it still a chance? Yes! Big win!
The immediacy of radio brings you up-to-the-minute betting information and vital news from trainers and jockeys.
Leading trainer Chris Waller for the very latest on Winks. Give us the news, mate.
I've just pulled her out now, Andrew.
Across all codes, Sky Sports Radio is there with continuous market updates and more. Wherever you go, Sky Sports Radio goes with you.
Dynamic Syndications and Gay Waterhouse have a sensational filly related to Group 1 winner Lone Rock. Buy Snitzel, the hottest sire in Australia, and Gay's trained two of his Group 1 winners, Wongina and Sweet Idea.
Snitzel is my favourite sire. This filly, purchased by Dynamic, is the nicest type I've seen in years. If she's not a winner, nothing will be.
Visit DynamicSyndications.com or call 1-800-619-999. AFSL 3360808.
The NRL finals have arrived and Big League Magazine is jam-packed with everything you need as your team inches towards the premiership. We profile Tohu Harris, Tyrone Fiche, James Graham and Valentine Holmes. Examine the Cowboys forward pack and how the Gold Coast Titans have come back from the dead. And figure out the odds of how your club will finish based on their ladder position. Big League, on sale every Thursday in news agencies, supermarkets and at every NRL game every week.
Ferry over to Luna Park, Sydney for an incredible day of Melbourne Cup celebrations.
Featuring live betting facilities.
Fashions on the field.
Plus lucky door prizes.
Raffles and sweeps.
You know, I tell you very quickly, I don't have much time, but I thought I had
a... I'm a Celebrity, Get Me Out of Here star Akmal Saleh and MC Gary Eck guarantee a lively atmosphere while you enjoy a fabulous afternoon of fun and entertainment. A three-course lunch and four-hour beverage package is available to suit small and large groups. Book now at lunaparkvenues.com.
This is Racing HQ with Andrew Bensley, brought to you by TAB. We love a bet.
It is Racing HQ broadcasting live from Rosehill this morning. It's 7 after 8. Let's have a look at those Morfordville scratchings and then we'll be into our Sydney preview. It's a soft 7 for Morfordville. They've had 0.2 of a millimetre overnight. The scratchings, race 1, number 4, Fairy Nymph, race 1, number 4. In race 2, number 2, Alabama Missile, 5, Risen from Doubt, and 9, Make Mine Magnus, 2, 5 and 9. The third, number 9, Famous Jane, number 9. The fourth, number 9, Miss Jeweler, number 9. Race 5 is clear. Race 6, 2, Duckworth, 12, Bullet County, 13, Dejorvik, and 14, Federal Court, 2, 12, 13, and 14. Race 7, number 5, Vieira, and 12, Pretty Punk, 5 and 12. And race 8, number 3, Important, 7, Otherwise OK, and 13, Kassan, 3, 7, and 13. It is time to preview Golden Rose Day, De Bortoli Wines. Ron Duffersey is with us. So too Mike Fraser. And for Sky Radio audience and Sky Thoroughbred Central, we can see Glenn Munsey. So before we go to the steward, we better welcome you. Morning to you, Muns.
Morning, Andrew. Morning, Ronnie. I feel like Dickie Knee sitting on this thing here at the moment.
Funny thing you look like him, too.
Yeah. I tell you what, I have raised the tone of the dress here this morning anyway. You know.
You've got a tie on, so you're going okay.
Thanks for breakfast.
Some criticism of my pink shirt, but I'll keep thundering along.
And I've just played Cheryl to Ronnie.
Okay, good.
I made sure he got a cup of tea.
Let's go to Mark Van Gestel, the Chief Steward for Racing New South Wales. And Mark, as we broadcast from here, looking and people can see it to the left and right of screen, there's hardly a cloud in the sky over Rose Hill, which is fantastic.
Yeah, no, it certainly is good news, Andrew. It's a small amount of rain overnight, but good to see it's clearing up, and looks like it's going to be a fine day.
It will be. Take us through some horses, Mark.
Andrew, in the second race, I thought Lanciado at Rose on the 13th of August. It finished second behind Godondas, but only beaten a length and a half, but it was held up to about 200-metre mark and certainly should have finished closer. We did this report during the week also. The horse had an abscess that burst on Monday morning. It's been inspected by Craig Suami, our veterinarian, and passed fit to start, and obviously the associated blood tests have come back clear. We'll have the horse ready as a matter of routine when it arrives on course. Okay. Take you to the Tab Highway and Ocean Grand at Rose Hill on the 27th of April. Form shows are finishing 8th, beaten 2.9 lengths behind Lost My Name, but it missed the start, and then in the straight it all went wrong. It was checked at the 200 metres. It was held up for a short distance thereafter, and then close to the line again, had to be steadied away from heels, and it certainly should have been right on the finish had it got clear running. Mention also number 6 there, Raised the Legend at Canterbury on the 27th of July. It did start short in the mark on that occasion in the Tab Highway and finished down the track. Subsequent to the race, the trainer reported it pulled up with some blood abnormalities indicating it had a virus, and it's obviously been treated since then. Vet clearance is received and obviously allowing it to start today, but there was certainly an excuse for it when it ran poorly at Canterbury. In race 5, Andrew, allergic, Ipchak didn't get clear running at all in the straight and couldn't be tested at Rose Hill on the 27th of August. Finished 5th behind Sense of Occasion, but to get that performance. In the Golden Rose, I thought Impending was worth a mention. Behind a stern in the run to the Rose, it near 150 metres. It was just inconvenience and crowded between runners, and it finished 3rd behind a stern, beating 3.7 lengths, but probably could have finished a little closer, had a clear running in the straight. And the other horse worth mentioning, I thought, in race 8, Allucinari at Rose on the 27th, beaten the nose behind Highly Geared, but missed the start, but then near the 100 metres, it was disappointed for a run and had to alter course back to the inside to obtain clear running, and probably unlucky not to win that race.
Okay, Luchinara, race 8, number 8. Mark, we wish you the best out here. Hope it's a good day for the stewards.
Good, thanks, Andrew.
Thanks, mate. Mark Van Gestel, Chief Steward for Racing New South Wales. Mike Fraser has rejoined us as the team now launches into our Deboughterley Wines Golden Rose preview. As we've gone through the scratchings and everything like that, it's fine and sunny now. Certainly wouldn't be getting any worse, Ron, on what we've got right now. It can only improve, you'd feel.
Oh, I'd say so, Andrew. Everything's full steam ahead.
Yeah, exactly.
Full steam ahead.
I'm very worried here. I've got Larry in front of me here at the moment, and you blokes are going to be looking over Michelle. Like, you're looking at it as though it's in some sort of foreign language. You've got no idea what's going on. Well, I'm more worried about this bloke here because I have educated him a couple of days what's good and what's bad. Yeah. So, yeah, he's very, very worried.
There's some,
come on, we don't worry about it.
There's some little numbers there. Have a look at the market here before Mike gives us the speed map for the first.
Yeah, it's the pocket blocket handicap here for the fillies and mares, and we start with Labdian at $4.60. Stiletto Vixen is a $5 chance. Loves a Fantasy at $7.50. Trinity River at $7.50. You Are Golden at $14. Rosalicia at $9. Long Kiss Goodnight with a tongue tie on today is the favourite at $3.60. And Taste of Money is a $13 chance. Not a massive amount of activity so far in the race. Long Kiss Goodnight, though, 4 into $3.60 since Wednesday, is the most popular runner, about 33% of the investment on the race. Rosalicia's another Furman, 11 into 9. It's second pick dollar-wise. Third pick is Trinity River, but it's 7 out to 7.50.
Yeah, well, the speed in the race, I've got Trinity River rolling forward with Tommy Berry on board, more than likely taking up the running. Long Kiss Goodnight will hold a spot from a nice draw. And I think Stiletto Vixen, one of the wider runners there, can push across and maybe sit outside the lead. A couple of the other ones there, You Are Golden, and loves the fantasy, posing up behind them.
Yeah, I'd agree with all that. Look, I'm with the Melbourne mayor here, Long Kiss Goodnight. She's a late nomination for this race, but they've probably picked up the noms and said, wow, look at this race. This is a winnable race for her. Get her on the float. Look, she's in good hands. They place their horse well, Team Hawks. I'm finding a little bit hard to line up her form, but I think it's a winnable race for her, although, you know, she's well found at the 360. I think Labdian's the danger. Never in the race, when it wasn't run to suit there, Chetwood just dominated that race from the front. When he quickened, those back markers were just left out of gas. So I'll judge her on the previous second at Rose Hill behind Extensible. And I think up in distance in Mayor's company here, she can certainly improve. Trinity River gets a lot of on-pace favours here, and she's an in-form mare, and best of the rest is Rose Alicia. Resumed on a heavy 10 and run on well late, and looks to have a little bit more upside than most. 7, 1, 4, and 6.
Yeah, I think anything goes here in the first race. I think we may try and get a bit of a guide as to how the track's playing after this. But look, I've gone with Stiletto Vixen, number 2 here. Ultra consistent in recent race appearances with 2 wins and 2 places in this last 5. The unplaced run, 3 starts back, it had excuses. It gets the claim, posse up handy to the lead. Little bit of sting out of the track won't do it any harm. And in what looks to be a very competitive race, I'll lean towards it. Labdian for second, ran on quite nicely its first 2 runs this prep, up to 1,400. Don't think it was totally suited coming back the 50 metres last start there at Rose Hill when it was in that 1,350 race. Out to 1,500, I think, is the key. Huey Bowman did say, after that most recent run, that the horse is looking for further. So gets to 1,500 today, looks to tick the boxes there and be very competitive. 7 for third, Long Kiss Goodnight. Similarly, this horse has been thereabouts and stronger in 3 of its 4 runs in Victoria. And last start on the hillside course, it came back in distance and still got to the line strongly. It's another that's also going out in the 1,500, which should suit. And for fourth, number 4, Trinity River. 2, 1, 7, and 4.
Wow, what about that photo of you I just saw come up? That's
a, hey, was about that, 1970.
Years ago.
Have a look at me. Oh, my God.
What was the swing?
Mate, we got that out of the vault.
Oh.
Have a look at that.
You what, I'm a dead male model.
Yeah. You look younger than your birth photo.
Yeah. Oh, my God.
Yeah. Darren Flindell. Yeah. Darren Flindell.
What is more important, how bad am I now?
Darren Flindell in the first legs, 1 Labdian to beat 7, 3, and 4. 1, 7, 3, and 4 for Darren in race 1. For people that are tuning in, our audience builds through the morning. You can watch us on Sky Thoroughbred Central between 7 and 9. And you can, of course, as normal, listen right through the morning to Sky Sports Radio.
Yeah. Yeah, some social media coming through. It looks like the not so squeezy truck ad.
There's a bit out there, is there?
Yeah. Oh, great show at Racing HQ.
Thanks, Denise, for sending that through. I didn't even know she was out of bed.
Let's move to race 2 here as we continue our preview. This is the Schweppes.
And Andrew, I'm very disappointed. There was none in the fridge.
I'm sorry.
I usually bring my own because Ronnie said you've got to bring your own here all the time. But this is the benchmark 78. Soviet Courage, here's a $26 chance. Road and Drive came out this morning, 2 cents to win nothing the place. Dubine Style out this morning, 12 cents to win and nothing the place. Salt House at 6. Antonio Giuseppe, the favourite, at $2.10. 4 Carrot at 23. Crosley Hotshot with the blinkers on today. Scratch from Kembler to run here at $14. Lanciato at $4.60. Bring Luck at 14. Doc Holiday 41. And Erica is a $10 chance. Well, even with Road and Drive and Dubine Style in the race, it was all about Antonio Giuseppe. Went up as much as 280, was 250 last night. They actually put it back up $2 this morning and have given it a push to 210. Daylight to the second pick, which is Salthouse.
Yeah, well, look, we've run out of leaders here, Ronnie. The scratching of Road and Drive and Dubai in Style. I'm struggling to find a leader. Look, maybe Huey will take the bull by the horns on Antonio Giuseppe. I'm not sure. Doc Holiday is another that could quite possibly go forward, but the rest of them like to find their feet, so I'm up in the air with the map now.
Erica went out and got attacked in the lead the other day.
But I don't think they want a rider like that, would they?
Well, it's probably the right race to do it in with 52 kilos on her back. But I'll leave that to them. Lanciato up in distance, maybe. They're the two I give a little...
Had that slight little hiccup with the hoof, though, hasn't it?
So it wasn't the hoof. I think it was on its jaw. On Lanciato.
Okay.
I don't think it's missed no work.
Right.
Look, I'm with the favourite. Antonio Giuseppe. He's an improving stayer on the way up. I know his past two wins have been on the heavy, but there's no reason not to stick with him. I think Lanciato's an improver. He's a horse that I've been waiting for him to get on a bit drier track and up in distance. He's no star, but he's certainly in a race to suit today. I think Salt House is a horse we've got to really keep an eye on, see if there's any confidence in the market about it, especially that last 15 minutes of betting. You know, second start in Australia, up in distance, and Godolphin team sort of firing up at the moment. And Crosley Hotshot's the best of the rest. I like the fact that the blinkers are going back on. Second up here, look for improvement. 5, 8, 4, and 7.
Yeah, well, the lack of speed in this race has sort of thrown a spanner in the work, really, my selection here, because I've tipped this number 9, Bring Luck, and I'm pretty sure it's going to be back, you know, with the rearward runners, even though it's got a good draw. Look, it's had 3 runs back this prep. It's close to the line quite strongly in 2 of the 3. The most recent run at Gosford was good. He's getting rock hard fit now, this horse, and look, last preparation, or the last full preparation he had, when he got to Rose Hill here, third up, albeit on a heavy track, he won at a big price, and he's a horse that can improve getting up in distance. As I said, fully fit. Lack of tempo is going to go against him here, but I'm still going to lean towards him to beat Antonio Giuseppe. Pretty much for all the reasons Ronnie said there, he's come up a treat, the horse. Got the job done his last 2 starts at Canterbury and Rose Hill. It looks like he's crying out for the 1,800. And with the Waller and Bowman polish on board, he is certainly going to be hard to beat. 11 for 3rd, Erica. Went out far too hard at last start. Things didn't go. She was sort of midfield and sort of went around and made a run and pulled her head off. Up on the speed. She's got a lightweight chance with the claim here. And if she is ridden closer, the tempo aspect is certainly going to fall into her hands. And for 4th, number 4, Salt House. Only had the 1 Australian run, but it showed sufficient in that performance to suggest it's going to, you know, win a few races here, especially getting out to 1,800 second up. 9, 5, 11 and 4.
Darren Flindell likes Salt House here, number 4, to beat 5, 3 and 7. 4, 5, 3 and 7. And you're right, Ron, with Lanciato, it was a abscess to the jaw, which burst back on Monday morning. Hasn't missed any work at all. And as Mark Van Gestel mentioned in his report, the horse will be looked at once it gets here.
Yeah, I'll be fine there.
Yeah. Let's move to race number 3. This is the hashtag The Races Handicap. Plenty going on there today with lots of things happening off the track as well, Glenn, with the Golden Rose festivities.
Yeah, and with this weather the way that it is, Andrew, no excuse to not come out to the races.
There is now not a cloud in the sky.
No, it's all gone over to over to Michael's. You know, I know Michael's got a palatial office there with, you know, 360-degree views of Maroubra. It's not raining at your place, Michael?
No, it's perfect. Perfect.
Okay, that's good news. It's cleared right away then.
Righto, let's rip into these, where we'll start with Sabacus, the 225 favourite. Boys actually put it back up 220 this morning, and it pushed it to 225. Moral Victory's a $21 chance. Cape Crusader at 10. I think the Hippo Crew's in attendance here today, so get ready for them. Bull Rush at $3.80. Suspense's at 6. Open Books at 23. Highly Geared's at 19. Unequivocal at $9. Then we go to Agents, 101. Quantrill came out this morning. The deduction, 2 cents a win and 2 cents a place. Well, just over 50% of the money invested on the race here is on Sabacus. He went up 230. As I said, 220 this morning, first ring. They've pushed him to 225. Second pick is Bull Rush, but he's got about a third of the amount of money on him that what Sabacus has. And third pick is Unequivocal, who we have bet as much as $13 about.
Yeah, well, the speed in the race, Cape Crusader first up, although he's normally a little bit more agile at 1,400. He showed speed first up last prep at this distance of 1,200. Bull Rush from a wide draw, fresh, pretty much has only got one option. He'll press forward and quite possibly sit outside the lead. And then the two drawn down on the inside there, Suspense and Highly Geared, they'll hold their spots from barriers 1 and 2.
Yeah, I can't get away from these two favourites. I'm a Bull Rush fan. I just love what he's done so far throughout his career. He's got a speed hump here today in Sir Bacchus, who looks a real good horse, but I think he can continue on his winning way. You know, his two trials are great. Love his desire, love his racing style. I think that's what gives him the edge here, is his racing style, where he goes forward and the other horse got to, you know, come from the back. But no knock on Sabacus, although he's got the 61.5 to carry today. He's a really talented horse, and he'd improve off that first up run. Suspense, two wins fresh from two preparations. He did good things last prep. And best of the rest is maybe Cape Crusader, who did sprint really well at this track and distance first up last preparation. If there's any push run equivocal, I could easily be talked into her as well. 4, 1, 5, and 3.
Yeah, great little race this. I've gone with Suspense. I wish Paul Snowden had been a tiny bit more bullish, but look, this horse, as Ronnie just said, first up here, has had two lovely cold trials. Unbeaten fresh run, one two from two. It's actually 3 from 3 if you count the Warwick Farm win, because it was off nearly a 58-day break that day. So obviously reacts fresh. Blake Shin on board out of a top stable from a good draw. I think he's going to acquit himself well. Obviously, the top weights of Bacchus is the danger. He hit the line strongly, winning first up. Same track, same distance, same class. Goes up 2 kilos, but his second up form is outstanding. He's won 2 from 2 second up. He's got a great desire to win this horse. It's just a matter of the race pattern, you know, how the race pattern is on the day, because he will be giving most of these a start, but he is a top class animal. 5-1, 3 for 3, Cape Crusader. First up here, the trial was okay. Gets on pace, favours. More a place chance than a winning chance. And Bull Rusher, no knock on the horse at all. It's hard, you can't knock a horse that's never been beaten. But his fresh form is good, but he definitely gets better. His second up runs, the improvement between his first and second runs in both preps was dramatic. So I'm just thinking, if he's going to be vulnerable against this grade of horse, it may be first up. 5, 1, 3, and 4.
Darren Flindell has gone for Unequivocal Ron, the one that you mentioned earlier, number 8, to beat 1, 4, and 5. 8, 1, 4, and 5 in race number 3.
We actually interviewed Noel Mayfield Smith at Hawkesbury on Thursday. Well, Richard Haynes interviewed him on, and he wasn't overly excited about it.
He normally said, takes,
you know,
a run, doesn't
he? Yeah, he said that, you know, she's probably not, you know, not at her absolute
first
best.
First up last prep, she charged from the back. We showed that earlier, but I mean... Yeah. If Noel thinks she might need a run, she might be thinking later in the spring for her.
Yeah. Let's move to always a very competitive race. This is another one of them, the Tab Highway.
Yeah, and it's I reckon this is one of the deeper Tab Highways we've had recently here. We've got Ocean Grand, the toppy here, is an $8 chance. Quattronic comes to town today for Maddie Dunn at $3.20. Good luck to Claire Sheehan and her family there. Claire's actually employed by Tabcorp in the marketing department. She'll be on track here today at Rose Hill. Luxury is an $8.50 chance. Cool Cat Dancer at $26. Moss My Name at $8.50. Raised a Legend $21. 15 Sunflowers a $13 chance. Diversifier, Scratch from Ballina on Cup Day, to be saved for this for Dwayne Smith and his daughter Cassie at $18. Tiger by the Tail $31. Van Halen $41. Charge of Light at $13. Fuel at $9.50. Atlantic Sentinels a $12 chance. Farrah came out this morning, 7 cents a win and 7 cents the place. We go to Major Sharp, out no deduction. Twisted Miller is a $71 chance, and Elveda Vegas is a scratching no deduction taken for it. Easily the best supported runner here is Quattronic. As much as $4 bet about it, was $3.30 last night, went back up $3.20 this morning. Second pick dollar-wise is Moss My Name, of course, brought off the big plunge winning the Tab Highway here on the 27th of August. Third pick Ocean Grand, and fourth pick Diversifier.
Yeah, well, the two top picks you mentioned there, Quattronic and Moss My Name, I think they'll go forward and sort the lead out. They're drawn side by side, so I think they'll press forward and as I said, sort the lead out. Raise the Legend from a good draw, can hold its spot, as can a 15 Sunflower. And the other one I had there was Barrier 5. Where is it, Ronnie? Twisted Miller down the bottom.
Yeah, I agree with that. Look, it is a deep race. I got some stats here from Jill and Pat Murphy about these, who's been winning these races. We've had 12 winners from the 100 Northwest, from 107 runners. We've had 12 winners from the Southeast, from 131 runners. And the only really ACT, 52 runners, 6 winners. So there seems to be a domination there. This favourite comes from the Northern Rivers, so we've had 7 runners, and they've yet to win one. But look, that's all. It's a little bit early there yet, but we'll keep gathering those stats. One Ocean Grand for me. I really think this horse is going to jump out on the ground on a drier track today. I know he's got 61 kilos and no claim today, but I'm convinced he's a bet at the price. I respect Quattronic. at least he has two city wins to his credit. He's won at Doomben on a Saturday, and he resumed with a Doomben Wednesday win. He's a horse that can put himself into the race. They've found Bowman for him. He does have upside. So there are plenty of positives, bar the price, that he's short enough. I think there's one that's been set up for this race, number 8, Diversifier. Has ability and offers solid second up win there at Mwollumbah. I think he's primed to run well at odds. He did run well in one of these highway races at Randwick one day behind Star Shaft, one of the stronger races. So I respect the stable. And best of the rest is 12 Fuel, another huge market watch here. Resumes with no official trials, but they thought enough to run him in one of the guineas last preparation. I think it was the Canberra guinea. So he does bear respect. 1, 2, 8 and 12.
Yeah, it's a very good race, but I think he's going to be hard to beat here. Number 2, Quattronic. Got the job done nicely first up with a narrow win at Doomben in a Class 3 there. At his only other preparation, his debut run at Ballander was enormous. He missed a start by 5 lengths and made up many, many lengths. Produced the best last 4 and last 2 of the whole meeting. And off that run, he improved out of sight to win a Grafton Maiden and then went to town and won a 3-year-old open at Doomben. I doubt any of these other runners have got that sort of ability. From a good draw with Huey Bowman on board, second up form is progressive. Gee whiz, he's going to be hard to beat. Danger, I thought, was number 8, Diversify. A narrow but okay win there first up in Mwollumbah. That was in a Class 3. That was his first run for 53 days, so should be fitter for sure and certain, ready to produce an even better run here second up. So big watch on it. 3 for 3rd Luxury. It's another that's had the 2 runs back, closed quite nicely. The most recent of those was in a Class 2 here at Rose Hill. Hit the line strongly. Hasn't had a run for a month, but that's not a bad stat for the horse. And is progressive 3rd up. And for 4th, number 11, A Charge of Light. A fit of a 2 okay runs from a short break. Latest was here also at Rose Hill in Class 3 company, where it closed quite well for a good 3rd. I think it's a great little race, but gee whiz, I think number 2 is going to be hard to stitch. 2, 8, 3 and 11.
Yeah, interesting, both the boys have got Diversifier in there. I said we'll scratch from Ballina Cup Day on Thursday. The horse that had beat at Mwollumbah, Perham Beach, was a huge go at Ballina on Thursday and got the chocolates there. Mm. And it meets Ocean Grand 5 kilos better for that Tab Highway one at Randwick. And Diversifier finished in front of a couple of horses. One of them was clearly innocent in that race.
Right.
The other was Rose of Man. Okay, so that was a pretty strong Tab Highway that day at Randwick.
Darren Flindell likes Quattronic number 2 to beat 7, 13 and 1. 2, 7, 13 and 1. They've become such a competitive thing. I remember when they first started, Ron, you were nervous about doing the form. I reckon you love doing it now, don't you?
Yeah, it's a bit of a challenge trying to line them all up.
Yeah.
So look, it's stood this test of time and we continue to get full fields.
And you mentioned with Matt Dunn, he said to me on Thursday that he's very much now going to aim more towards New South Wales with the prize money, but more Tab Highway. So maybe we will see more from the Northern Rivers.
Yeah, we'll get those numbers up. It's a fair hike down the highway, it's a good run.
Quattronic did start favourite in the Northern Rivers Racing Association Country Championship qualifier, and that's a Class 5 race.
Yeah, exactly.
This is a Class 3 race.
Back to look at the Kingston Town in a moment.
Sky Sports Radio has the very best provincial racing coverage this Friday. Featuring the prestigious Newcastle Gold Cup, can local trainer Chris Lees emulate his Wyong Cup success with victory in that Newcastle Cup for the first time?
Slow pace and Sacred Master in a great battle. Slow pace, but Thompson digs into it.
On Friday, the Early Mail. Then the National Racing Service will bring you full coverage of Newcastle Cup Day. Here on Sky Sports Radio.
Dynamic Syndications and Gay Waterhouse offer speed on speed. We have available a high-quality son of Fastnet Rock, Australia's champion sire, from Sevruga, a brilliant speed family featuring 38 stakes winners, 5 at Group 1 level, and related to 10 stallions led by champions Royal Academy and Stormcat. We invite you to own and race this superb Fastnet Rock colt with Gay. Visit dynamicsyndications.com or call 1-800-619-999. AFSL 336808.
Sydney comes to life this September through November at the Sydney Spring Carnival.
And they're off and racing.
Be trackside Saturday, September 17, when Group 1 Racing returns to Royal Randwick on Colgate Optic White Stakes Day. Cheer our best milers home as they stake their claim for a place in the Epsom Handicap. It's also your chance to splash your favourite silks and enjoy the finest hospitality. Book your tickets today at theatc.com.au. The Sydney Spring Carnival. It's where Sydney comes to life.
Say hello, say hello.
Get your catalogue for the Inglis Ready to Race Sale. The strongest collection of two-year-olds ever offered in Australia. 250 select juveniles showcased on grass breeze ups ready to race and ready to win in your colours. Don't wait. Put yourself in the winner's circle. Download the Ready to Race catalogue at inglis.com.au or on the Inglis Sales iPad app today. The Inglis Ready to Race Sale. Tuesday, October 4 at Newmarket. Market Sydney.
This is Racing HQ with Andrew Bensley, brought to you by Tab. We love a bet.
Minutes to 9. This is Racing HQ, and you are looking in today. Sky Thoroughbred Central with Ron Duffacy, Glenn Munsey here, and Mike Fraser. We're launching through our Golden Rose Day. The coffee's arrived.
Lindsay's personal assistant has turned up with a coffee. Must be listening.
Okay, well,
where's the Pepsi Max? They know I don't drink coffee.
Come on, Lindsay.
Body's
Murphy.
A temple.
We want a Pepsi Max
The Hippo Clan are listening, Andrew. They've already sent a tweet out there. They cut that bit out when I said about Cape Crusader, and the Hippo Clan will be in attendance and put that up on social media.
Beautiful.
So
okay.
The boys are preparing, and the girls, of course.
Look out.
You can watch us, of course, Sky Thoroughbred Central for the next 5 Saturdays between 7 and 9. And,
five.
Of course...
you told me it was only 4.
5.
Oh, geez.
We've got to do this every week.
Also, Sky Sports Radio as normal. 9 o'clock, we'll continue on with our previews. Guys, let's straighten up and get to the Kingston Town, race 5.
Okay, Andrew, let's get into it. We're Janoob here. He's a 9-year-old and he's got a tongue tie on today. He's an $8.50 chance. Sir John Hawkwood, he's still a sir. Ronnie wants him master. Lugging bit off today for Sir John there. He's a $5 chance. Allergic, $2.60 in favourite. McCreary with the blinkers taken off on the back of that Rolly Mile win at Hawkesbury at $3.50. Loophole, $11. Song and Laughter, $21. Get on the Grange, Winkers on today, but the blinkers are coming off. It's a $26 chance. Over then to Mandalong Kiss is a $21 chance. Bring Luck is out, no deduction. Then we go to 0 to 10s, 100s. Hurricanes with the Winkers on and the blinkers off at 50s. And Rules Girl, bit of a step up here from the benchmark 72 to the group race. Up from Goulburn, a 200-to-1 chance. And Ronnie, you're not
allowed
to...
Any customers?
You're not allowed to look at the figures.
It was 300. It must have got some customers.
Yeah, got a twist in. Yeah.
Okay. Mike?
Speed in the race. Well, this horse, 0 to 10, sort of led the other day, and then the jock tried to ease it and wanted to over race it. It looks the clear designated leader here from a horse like Mandalong Kiss coming across to drop into second. Hurricanes drawn nicely, should get a nice posse. And Allergic, well, James McDonald's got to make some sort of a decision. I think there's enough room for him to come across and, you know, get in the first 3 or 4 and hopefully get a bit of cover. And McCreary, another one that they have to make some sort of a decision from that awkward draw.
Yeah, a little bit up in the air with the speed here, but I think he maps quite nicely here, Sir John Hawkwood. First up, last preparation, he won the Sky High with similar conditions. First up at 2,000, a little jar out of the track's perfect for him. Loved his trial. Like I say, I've just doubted his desire on a few occasions, but I think this is the right time for him. First up, from a good draw, ready to win. I think the danger's 3, Allergic. A little bit of a tricky draw for cover, I would have thought, for him here. But he was very good winning his second up. And then, obviously, we all saw what happened last time. Legitimate excuses. McCreary, I like him with the blinkers off. He just wanted to be a bit aggressive at Hawkesbury. But he's found his form and can hold it. And Janoob's the right type of race he could stick his head out in for sure. But quite keen on Sir John Hawkwood today. 2, 3, 4, and 1.
3 from the O'Shea Yard. Look, as Ronnie just said there, he was impressive winning there. Second up at 1,800 here at Rose Hill. Anything that could go wrong did go wrong last start. Never really got a clear crack at them. That was also at Rose Hill. He's fourth up here. His previous 2 preparations, he kept improving the horse, so I think he's got more to offer. And if James can get across in that draw and switch him off, I think he is definitely the way to go. I put Sir John Hawkwood in for second. He's coming off a 69-day break off two very good barrier trials. He's got fresh form to burn. At this track and distance, four runs back, he was successful, and that was off a 71-day break, so very similar break there. And if he's a little bit closer from that good draw, he should present at the right time. Four for third, McCreary, immature type, but sort of coming along quite nicely. Having his second Australian prep, he's been productive all four runs this campaign. He actually came through on the worst ground to win the Roly Mile last start. Getting up to a trip that really should suit here, 2,000. I see the blinkers come off. This horse there, the blinkers coming off this horse. I'm suggesting that's probably so that he doesn't pull getting out of the 2,000. But he'll race well for sure. And, look, I've thrown this song and laughter in. He's a bit of an in-and-out type of a horse. His last six runs, he's done that pattern. And this run, he's supposed to bounce back if he follows that rule. 3, 2, 4, and 6.
Darren Flindell's gone with the Sir. Sir John Hawkwood, number two, to beat 3, 4, and 8. 2, 3, 4, and 8 for Darren in the Kingston Town. We come to the big one of the day. It's the $1 million, DeBorderly Wines Golden Rose. This market's been up for a while, but give us the current one, Glenn.
Right, as they stand at the moment here, the Topia Stern is at $4.60. El Divino is a $15 chance. Good Standing with blinkers on today at $51. Divine Profit at $5.50. Nikitas, $51. Thronum, $35. Impending, $11. Darren at $13. Mediterranean, Winkers on today at $26. Oink at $101. Charmaloo, $101. Yankee Rose, now $5. Wow. Oh My Sword at $4. And we go to O'Reilly Cyrus is 101. Well, Yankee Rose was as much as $11 when the final field came out on Tuesday morning. Was into a $7 quote, I think, by Thursday. $5.50 last night, $5.
It's going to run favourite. It's going to run favourite.
Well, the way it's going at the moment, it's a third of the money invested on the race is on Yankee Rose here, and you boys can see there's a fair lot of red figures. That's bad about Yankee Rose here. Mm-hmm. The nearest rival to it is a Stern, and it's, well, a less than half the amount of investment, and then half as much again back to Impending, Oh My Sword, Il Divino, Divine Prophet, Mediterranean. It's phenomenal, the amount of money here for Yankee. Even today, we're holding $7,106 so far today. $1,990 is on Yankee Rose, $3,189 on a Stern. It's a public and popular horse.
Unbelievable.
Yeah, well, the speed in the race here, look, the two Waterhouse horses go forward, El Divino and Thronum from a wide draw. I think they'll go and, you know, sort the lead out between them. Charmaloo from a good draw can hold its spot. And Nikitas, another one that can press on. Now, they said on Darren they were going to, you know, ride it a little quieter. Impending will hold a spot from barrier two. And then here's another job from James McDonald from an awkward draw. He has to make up his mind on what he does on a Stern. Now, we all saw him in the Golden Slipper. He hit the ground running and was outside the lead in two hops. But up to 1,400, I'm not sure that he's going to want to do that.
No, there's indications that he won't as well, but... look, I love the filly here, Oh My Sword. It's been well documented the fillies have had a poor record, but they're all individuals, and this is a really strong filly, and I think it's going to take a very, very good colt to hold her off. I'm not saying that there's not good colts here. I think the danger is Divine Prophet. He's going to have to get back and needs luck to fall his way, but we know he's got a big finish, and the 1,400 should suit him. Not knocking a Stern, I just think he's got a bit of work to do from that draw. He got good cover the other day, but McDonald's a fantastic rider. He's the man for the job. And I'm anticipating dramatic improvement from El Divino at 1,400, and certainly a little bit drier track here today. I could spec Nikitas at the $51 or $61 around town. It's probably the best long shot. As far as Oma Yankee Rose is concerned, I just... From what I've just got to see her in the yard and see how she presents here today, but money speaks all languages, that's all I know. I can't have her on trials and what I've heard, but I've said that before about her. But this money is just intriguing that's rolling in for her.
Yeah, look, this is a sensational race, and just looking at horses like Astern and Omo Sword, I mean, they're all top-class gallopers, but it's a matter of trying to find, you know, which horse is sort of, you know, going forward. And I think El Divino, at the price, is one of those horses. He was good in the run of the Rose. Now, at his only other preparation, he improved from a Gosford maiden, and then he went ahead and dead-heated with Astern in the kindergarten. Now, he found like 10 or 11 kilos between the two runs. I think he ran out of nick a little bit the other day. I think getting to the 1,400, if he can switch off up on the speed, once again, he's got Huey Bowman on board. Look, I think he represents good value in what is a fantastic race. I've thrown Astern in for second. He's got a little bit of work to do, as we just said, but he's a top-class galloper. I mean, if you were punting just on their ratings, he's the highest rater in the race, but based on his first up win the other day, but I'm just unsure whether he can repeat it, plus going to 1,400, plus the awkward draw. So a few negatives there, but he is a top-class galloper. For third, look, I've thrown Yankee Rose in for third. I know the trials are a little bit common, but, you know, it's well discussed how much money's come for her, and she did run a mighty race in the Golden Slipper first up last prep. And look, I would think that they wouldn't be bringing her down here if she wasn't in the groove, Ronnie. Surely you are. So I'll put her in for third. And for fourth, Divine Prophet, number four. Stellar win first up. Storm down the centre of the track and the best ground, but it is another that is progressive second up. Super race on 2-1, 12 and 4.
Yeah, well, the early tote market here in New South Wales has $19,095 in the wind pool. I know we're going to blow that out of the water by the time the race starts, but she's $4 and $1.30 favourite on the tote. As I said, she's just one of those public, popular horses.
Mm. Darren Flindell likes the 4, Divine Prophet, to beat 1 Astern, 13 Omo Sword, and 7 Impending. 4, 1, 13, and 7. The De Bordeley Wines Golden Rose at 10 past 3 this afternoon. A quarter to 9 here on Sky Sports Radio and Sky Thoroughbred Central. We're previewing the last 3 now at Rose Hill. Another of the good races, Glenn, the Theo Marks.
Yeah, and I just forgot, Andrew, a $150,000 first 4 jackpot going into the Golden Rose here in New South Wales. But the Theo Marks, we start with Rebel Dane here. He's a $9.50 chance. Messini at $17. Over to Vashka, the Ruffy, at $18. Tycoon Tara's at $8. Counter Attack resuming, $4.20. Oxford Poet at $17. McIntosh at $13. Old North at $11. Southern Legend, the favourite, $2.60. And Snoopy is a $17 chance. Well, this is one of the markets that went up on Monday. He went up $3.50 at that stage, Southern Legend, off the nominations. He's the most popular runner with double the amount of investment on him than any other runner. Second pick, a really good battle development here between Tycoon Tara and Rebel Dane, and fourth pick is Counter Attack.
Yeah, well, the speed in the race, look, at they should run along at a true speed here with the likes of Oxford Poet pressing forward. The favourite Southern Legend from a beautiful draw should quite possibly drop into the box seat. Vashka, with one run under its belt, can cross from the outside and maybe sit outside the fave. Then we've got horses like Rebel Dane and Tycoon Tara in behind, but Oxford Poet, the lead's there for him.
Yeah, it probably is. This is a terrific race. I really love this race. Even though there's only 10 runners, you could make a case for most here. I've just got a gut feeling that this horse is going to run a bottler here today, Old North. He's an up and coming middle distance type of horse. I loved his trial under a hold there, running through the line there late. And so he's been kept nice and fresh for this sort of distance. And if they pour a little bit of pressure on, I can just see him swooping over the top of them. I know it's a hard race, but I want to be with him. He's a bet for me. I think Counter Attack's his big, big danger. He just maps perfectly off this speed from an inside draw. He goes well fresh. His trials have been airborne, so he looks to be going as well as ever. No bigger fan of the favourite than me, Southern Legend, but I just think he's rock bottom. The price tells me he's no today. He can win, but he's a $4 chance. He's closer to a $4 chance than a $2.60 chance in a field like this. And who's to say that he won't get to something like that on track? Because I can just see too many bets around him at the price. This McIntosh is another one I'm very interested in. His trial was great as well. Look, I just think he's going to run well off what looks to be a pressure race. I think those two middle distance horses will run really well. 8, 5, 9, 7.
Yep, super race, but I'm with the favourite here, Southern Legend. I know he's short enough, but gee whiz, he was ultra impressive there, winning first up. His second up form was very progressive. He improved a fair bit between his first and second run last prep to win both of them. He's a top class galloper. He maps beautifully. He's got a light weight. I know he's short, but gee whiz, he's the one they've got to beat. The danger, number 8, Old North, for sure and certain. Does get fitter and is better suited over further ground. I think the 1300 is some help here. The trial, beautiful trial there, nice smooth barrier trial. Actually, three of them trial well. Old North, Counter Attack, and McIntosh have all trial well in this race. So, as I said, Old North for second. 5 Counter Attack. His fresh form is great. His trials were good. I think he's had 5 campaigns where he's been produced first up for 2 wins and 3 placings. Ticks all the boxes from a good draw. And for fourth down the bottom, number 10, Snoopy. Good up on the speed. Both runs his preparation. Behind His Majesty first up and Sabaka second up. He's a horse that drops in the weight here. Fit a third run back. And I think 13 to 1400 is pretty much its ideal trip. So a little bit of a valued run on the bottom one. 9, 8, 5 and 10.
Darren Flindell all over Southern Legend as well, Mike. Number 9 to beat 8, 5 and 7. 9, 8, 5 and 7 in the Theo Marks. The last of the big features today, Glenn, is race 8.
Yeah, Irresistible Pools here. Shirako Stakes. It's only pool weather looking out here, right? You go for a
dip. Oh, it's glorious right
yeah.
now.
Tell you what. Yeah, Pools here in the Shirako is an $8.50 chance. Heavens Above at $8. Timmy Martin preferring to run here than in the Theo Marks. Nancy at $9.50. Savaro at $11. Serene Majesties at $21. Yatana out, no deduction. Sold for Song at $14. Alucinari is a $15 chance. Fine Mist at $23. Dixie Blossoms at $5.50. Den Magic at $11. We go to Ravi, $5 and favourite. Kana at $31. Magic Alibi at $16. And Magna Joy the Ruffy here at $41. Pretty deep race, another race that's been up since Monday here. The best supported runner dollar-wise now is actually Savaro, who you could have had as much as $26 first ring on Monday, $13 on Thursday. I think there was a bet of $1,000 each way at just before we went to air in Formline Extra last night at the $12, brought it into $11. Second pick dollar-wise is Ravi, who's been 6 into 5. Third pick dollar-wise, a really good battle here. Not much between Nancy, Alucinari and Heavens Above. In fact, only $10 between Alucinari and Heavens Above. So plenty of money for plenty of runners.
Yeah, this is a very, very competitive race. And I've got the speed coming out of the bottom three horses here. I've got Magna Joy from Barrier 1 holding its spot, more than likely taking up the running. Magic Alibi on the fresh side, it can hold its spot. And Kenna, from a wider draw, it'll cruise across and, you know, maybe sit outside the lead or one pair back. Fine Mist can hold a spot. I think they're going to go back on Pearls. Is that right, Ron?
I would expect so. Back in distance, I'd say, you know, she'd be ridden that way.
Yeah, there's a few like her, Dixie Blossom and Heavens Above are coming out of that toy show where it was, and they're back in distance here. So that could go against the three of those runners.
I agree. They're the three headline horses to my eye, you know, Dixie Blossoms, Pearls and Heavens Above. But, you know, if it was 1,500, they'd be top three picks. You know, we're back to 1,200, so I just have to a little... They can win, but I just have to oppose them to a certain extent. This is a terrific race. Why is Nancy such big odds? You know, she's proven running sort of at this sort of level. She's genuine. She's drawn well. She maps well. It just seems like the stable pushes the other way, doesn't it? But I just think she's massive odds here, Nancy. I've had a bet in this race. I've backed Fine Mist at massive odds at $35. But she had a virus last preparation and had to be spelled. I'm just judging her on a previous form and the way she goes forward here and finds a position. And I thought she trialled much better. So I really thought she was the forgotten horse in the market, Fine Mist. 10 Dixie Blossoms is a good mare. A very good mare and should not be underrated. And this would have been top pick from a draw, Den Magic. She's just got a few little things she needs to run her way, and she'll be right in this race. She did win first up last preparation. No knock on Ravi, same thing as Southern Legend, just the price angle of the race. 3, 9, 10, 11.
Yeah, what a race this is. And look, getting to race eight, a big field, I'm sort of hoping that, you know, maybe with that light little bit of rain last night, if they start to cut into this track and a few of these swoopers are suited. And that's what I'm praying on with Tommy Berry on board here on Den Magic, the one you just mentioned, Ronnie. Nice cold trial at Rose Hill. She's got explosive fresh form when she's right. She's a great closer. She's got a super turn of foot, and I think she's right in this race for sure and certain. Just needs run of the race stuff to go her way, and if that's the case, I think she'll be hard to stitch. I've tipped another roughie here in Savaro, number four, for second. It's another that was terrific first up here at Rose Hill in a benchmark 92. A repeat performance of that effort puts her right in this race. 28-day freshens, a good stat for her. Huey Bowman on board. He'll give her the right run. I'm sure she'll be charging home. For third, I threw in number nine, your other selection there, Fine Mist. I've always had a bit of a love affair with this mare. If you remember, she's one of those ones she'd produce a good run, then she'd go backwards, and then she'd bounce back again, and she was like clockwork. She never missed. But she is also quite good fresh. She's had a nice cold trial at Rose Hill there. She's a definite watch. And even though she's a little bit awkwardly drawn, I think she can map quite nicely here. 11-4-9, and for fourth, number 12, Ravi. First up here, has fresh form. Big watch on it also. 11-4-9 and 12.
Darren Flindell likes the 12 Ravi to beat 4-3-8. 12-4-3-8. The last leg of the quaddy, the last race of the day, the Rose Hill Bowling Club.
I thought you boys would have been over there supporting the ATC now that, you know, they've taken over the Rose Hill Bowling Club and sort of toffing it up with all the interstate people looking for them to buy your drinks.
We're
last night.
We're tight for time here. The market, please.
Did you actually pay for any drinks last night?
He's actually signed for dinner.
And signed for dinner too, so...
We're at McDonald's.
Yeah. Give us the market.
Righto, the last here for Brizio is a $9 chance. Kanachi's at 11. Moher at $12. Invincibil with blinkers on today for the first time at $7. Mr. Entertainer, 23. Awesome Sam, 21. Coolcraft's a $10 chance. Mortar Gain came out this morning, 8 cents a win and 8 cents a place. Tower of Song at 10. Diamond Maid back today for Brucey. Good on you, mate, $21. Balmain Boy with the blinkers off at $9. Dingu Mountain, $4 and favourite. No Bad Blood at 35. And Lucky Fish, a bit of a trim up this morning. Went up 17, now 15, and that money has come for it this morning, and Mark Neal will be happy we didn't get the amount of rain that was predicted. Nowhere near the bigger betting activity on this race as we've had on others. Now, the best supported runner dollar-wise is actually Cool Craft, who was as much as $13. Second pick dollar-wise is Balmain Boy, and it's halved its quote, 17-9. Third pick, Diamond Maid, Invincibil, Fabrizio, Lucky Fish. They're the top lot in the last.
Yes, look, there's no real link in the form here. They've sort of they all had their last starts from all different points. But the speed in the race, Lucky Fish, the bottom one, can press forward. Fabrizio, the top weight, also drawn a little bit wide. I think those two will press on. Kanachi can hold its spot. Mr. Entertainer and No Bad Blood, also widely drawn, will press on. So a fair bit of the speed is from the wider gates. I think they'll come across and sort it out.
Yeah, I'm with Balmain Boy here. This is a terrific finish to the day, the last three or four races. It's incredible. Anything goes here. I just think they got an opinion of this Balmain Boy. They threw him in the deep end last preparation, running him in Group 2s and Group 1s. I think he resumes in a nice race, a benchmark 78, which is absolutely perfect for him. I'll lean his way. I think Invincibil's the big, big danger. He's two nice trials, and resuming with blinkers, Barrier 1 and McDonald certainly gets a lot of ticks. Very underrated horse here, Cool Craft. He's two runs back from a long spell of being great, and best of the rest is maybe number 12, Dingu Mountain, who seems particularly well found in the market. 11, 4, 7, 12, another great race.
Wide market. Unfortunately, I'm going to stick with Dingu Mountain. I was going to tip the eight, but it's scratched. I'm left with Dingu Mountain. I'm not unhappy about it. He was a narrow but okay win first up off a short let up at Warwick Farm. That was on a heavy track. I think a lot of people have got him down as a complete wet tracker. I'm not convinced that that's the case. I know he's had three dry track runs for no placings, but he's raced quite well on them, and the majority of his race starts have been all wet track, so a little bit of a furf there, I think, on a drying track, and I think Chris even said that that may fall into his hands. Huey Bowman on board, another good ride for Huey. He's just got to navigate his way through the field, and he can be in the mix for sure. 14 Lucky Fish, he doesn't want the rain, there's no doubt about that. He's in a new stable. His first up, his most recent form has been good enough to suggest he can perform in this. If Tommy Berry can get him to switch off outside the lead, I'm sure he's going to be thereabouts. Another Ruffy Kanachi that's been racing quite well. Never won at Rose Hill, but been placed here several times, and his recent form's been sound. And number 11, Balmain Boy. First up here, the trial was good. Hasn't really got any great wet form, but has always had ability, and I was quite taken by the trial. 12, 14, 2 and 11.
Darren Flindell likes 4 Invincibile to be 12, 7 and 3 in the last. 4, 12, 7 and 3. Mike, what's your best?
I think in the Class 3, in the highway race, I like this horse, Quattronic. So it's race 4, number 2. And just before I go...
Mate, because we are on a time limit here.
Well, let's go then. See you, boys.
No, good on you. Thanks a lot, Mike. Mike Fraser there. We are on a time limit because of our TV timings. Ron, what's your best?
Race 5, number 2, Sir John Hawkwood.
Race 5, number 2, Sir John Hawkwood. Blake Spriggs will be there shaking your hand if it gets home today, I reckon.
Oh, you beauty.
Hey?
Shaking in his boots, everyone's tipping it. Yeah. Tony Brazel, Michael Fraser, Ron Duffacy, yeah. Darren Flindell.
Who knows?
Geez, you're a hard boss, cutting Michael off like
I
that.
Am. I do apologise, but we do have to leave right now. Ron, thanks for joining us. We'll see you right through the day on Sky Thoroughbred Central, and of course we'll hear you on the radio as well.
Thanks, Andrew. It's going to be a great day out here.
Yeah, no excuses to be late, seeing you're already here.
Glenn Munsey and Ron Duffacy. I'm turning their mics off because that's it. We're saying goodbye for our TV audience from Sky Thoroughbred Central. They'll be on air at 10:30 back with the boys, Greg Radley and all the team going through it. We're going to take a break for radio and we'll be back to look at our other previews.
Dynamic Syndications and Gay Waterhouse offer this exceptional colt. Buy Redoute's Choice, sire of 134 stakes winners, including 30 Group 1 winners. From La Praline, a city winner of 4 races and half-sister to Group 3 winner Golden Archer. From a Group 2 winner, Viennetta, a half-sister to champion sprinter, Butterscotch. Enjoy the sweet taste of success and achieve your just desserts. Join the Dynamic Gay Waterhouse team. Visit dynamicsyndications.com or call 1-800-619-999. AFSL 336808.
Big League Magazine is your must-have guide for every weekend of the 2016 NRL Final Series. It's the only magazine carrying official NRL team lists, plus expert analysis, statistics, feature stories on your favourite players, even a fantasy NRL guide. With Big League, you'll never be caught off guard at the footy again. Big League, the highest-selling rugby league publication in the country. On sale every Thursday in newsagencies, supermarkets, and at every NRL game every week.
When the traffic's going nowhere and you're stuck, then get carried away. Imagine you're relaxing with a glass of Sacred Hill wine. Try Sacred Hill Shiraz Cabernet by De Bortoli. Here's the traffic.
Queues into International Terminal are just starting to break up. The M5 towards the airport is bumper-to-bumper from King George's Road and slow into Mars Street to the terminal. M5 outbound blocking up through the Cooks River Tunnel into Mars Street. Out of Olympic Park, the M4 is hard work from Homebush Bay Drive to Strathfield. The Penrith Caravan Camping and Holiday Expo on now ends tomorrow at Penrith Panthers. Over 150 exhibitors, hundreds of brands. Visit caravan-camping.com.au. I'm Oscar Fung. That's the latest traffic on Sky Sports Radio.
Our next caller is Mick, who has something to say to Greg.
Yeah, Greg Hall. I just love him. Ever since the Derby, I backed him on Mahogany, and once he kicked in the straight, no one had an answer. I'll never forget it.
Stunning, Mick. Stunning. It's easy to love a bet this spring carnival because we've got exciting offers going all the way to the finish line.
Tab, we love a bet. Terms and conditions at tab.com.au. Gamble responsibly.
Would you like your pacing progeny to be 100% New South Wales bred and eligible for $9,000 in bonuses for their first 2 or 3 year old win? Then breed to a Yurrabee stallion, Warrowee Needy, the fastest age pacer in the world, or Little Brown Jug winner, Million Dollar Cam. Be eligible for even more by breeding to a colonial bred stallion, Caribbean Blaster, for a reason, Lombo Pocket Watch or Robin Hood. Visit yurrabee.com.au.
This is Racing HQ with Andrew Bensley, brought to you by TAB. We love a bet.
Yes, it is Racing HQ. We've finished our TV commitments and our loyal audience are with us here on Sky Sports Radio at 3 after 9. We're about to look at Flemington, then we'll look at Doomben. We'll also drop in with Kembla Grange after 10 o'clock. It's Tab Talk. And, of course, after 11, don't forget all our Adelaide previews and further information for Flemington and also Rosehill with Darren Flindell and his own preview at about 11.35 this morning. Let's switch to Flemington in Melbourne. It's we'll check out the weather in a moment with Mark and Dean. They did have just over 13 millimetres of rain in the last 24 hours. It's a soft 5, an overall penetrometer of 4.88. Down the straight to the inside, it's 4.90. To the outer, it's 4.88. The scratchings, race 1, number 1. Race 2, take out 11. The 3rd, 1 and 14. Race 4, it's 14 and 15. Races 5, 6 and 7 are clear. Race 8 at Flemington, 13, 16 and 17 are out. And race 9, it's 14 and 15. So they're the scratchings. Now, there is one rider that we needed. That's in race 8 for number 6, Jesse Bell, is Patrick Maloney. Race 8, number 6, Patrick Maloney there for Flemington. An overall soft 5. Let's go and check it out with Dean Lester. Morning to you, Dean.
Morning, Andrew. Looking good.
Yeah, that's good, mate. I hope it's come across okay for our TV audience that have been listening and watching.
Excellent.
Has the weather cleared?
Look, I'll defer to Mark because he's closer to Flemington,
yep.
But it certainly seems clear from where I am.
All right, how's it look? How's this Mackaybe Diva look today?
Yeah, it's a good meeting, Andrew, always is, and the fields are stacked up well.
Mark Hatter, what's it like? You're a bit closer than Dean. What's it like over Melbourne at the moment?
Well, Andrew, the rain's all gone. It's quite windy. It's a pretty watery day, but I think the rain's all gone, and the wind's just...
Okay, I reckon it's nearly as bad as your phone line.
Is he underwater?
Yeah, we'll try and rectify that while Glenn Munsey is with me in the van here, Dean.
There was no need for Mark to smash the phone Thursday night. They were never in doubt, so I don't know what he was with.
He was over in Perth.
He said he flew over to...
Yeah, he did. Yeah, he flew back on. No, he might have been screaming at the result of last night.
Geelong, he might have been on Hawthorn.
Geelong over Hawthorn. All right, mate, give us the market here for the first at Flemington.
Okay, race one here. Our Mandan is out. Crafty Cruiser, $21. Black Tomahawk, $4.20. We've got Try 4, $4.40. Refectory at 8. Lux at $5.50. The favourite is Olanira at $3.50. Manalapan at 61. Authoritarian, 19. Spur on Gold, 41. Ryard is a $21 chance. White Dollar Sign at 71. And Coulson's a $151 chance. The best supported runner dollar-wise is actually Black Tomahawk here in front of Olanira, then Lux and Authoritarian and Crafty Cruiser. So it's a race where they want to be on plenty, the first.
All right, Dean, how do you see it?
Yeah, I'm going with the horses probably, or the horse on the up here in Luke's. I think he's had the 3 runs in. He was in the worst ground last start. He's a winner at this track and distance. I just think he's the one ready to peak here. Number 6 to beat, 7 Olanira. He's won 3 in a row. The best of those wins was when he got to 2,400. There's no doubt about that. And so he's out for the longer trip again today. 4, Try 4, first use of the track. I think this track will probably upgrade through the day, but a little bit of jar out's the key to him. And the same with 9, Authoritarian, who looks the likely leader, might be next best. But pretty keen to play 6 and 7 here. 6, 7, 4, 9.
Yeah, I've just gone for number 4 here, Try 4. I think the horse is in fantastic form. Ideally would have wanted a bit more rain. I think the soft 5 early in the day is not too bad. Should get a lovely run behind them. Just coming really solid. Going to be strong at the trip. to beat number six, Luke. No doubt ready to win. A couple of runs, a slightly shorter trip. Gets it ready for this. It goes forward, controls the race, and hard to run down. 7-0 Lanera. It's flying, this horse. Probably doesn't want it any wetter. And 3 Black Tomahawk, maybe with a quieter ride, can chime in late, but it's a while between wins now. 4, 6, 7, and 3.
And for Greg Miles, it's 7 on top to beat 5, 4, and 3. 7, 5, 4, and 3. And Mark, just on that weather, how's it look now?
Yeah, all the rain's gone, Hoss. It's blowing a gale. It's cool and it's an average day, but it's very windy. I think the rain's gone and maybe the wind will help a track upgrade.
Okay. Let's move to race number 2, Glenn.
It was a good 3 before the rain arrived, so I think Mick probably looked at the weather forecast and went easy on the watering, hoping that we would get the rain there, so you know, it may improve anyway. Let's have a look at the second, where Miss Rock is a $6 chance and one-way traffic for her. Flying Jess 41, Happy Event 21, My Country at 5 for the Snowdens, Selenia at 18, so Serene 21, Kentucky Miss 650 for Joey Pride, Kinetic Design at 81, Super 2 at 10, Najma at $19, Wanta Rock is out, Arias 7, Vienna Waltz at 81, Conscious is an $18 chance, Geta Mahel at $9.50, and Ngazi 16, Social Status at 61, Beyond the Dreams are hundreds, and Sea Spring is an $81 chance. As I said, one-way traffic here for the toppy in Miss Rock.
Mark, how's race 2 for you down the straight?
I think it's a pretty even race. I'll go number 7, Kentucky Miss, who we saw down here a little while ago and was pretty basic, but the key to it looks to be the sting out. Went back, was terrific behind Star Turn last time. I would imagine settles somewhere up near the front with clear galloping room here to beat number 1, Miss Rock. Terrific training effort, terrific effort by the horse to win that last run in Sydney. Comes back from a spell here. Its best form's very competitive. For My Country, in good form, as soon as the Snowdens bring one down, you certainly take notice. And 12 Arias, who should have won first up, will be fitter for that run. It's another one with a good hope. Not much between them for mine. 7, 1, 4 and 12.
Yeah, I'm going to go with Arias. As Mark said, should have won first up. Salida just kicked away and she was held up till late. Really hit the line well. I think 1,100 down the straight will be okay. I'm going to go with her to beat 15, Get 'em Hell. I thought this was a really impressive winner at Geelong. She just towed her rivals there, and that there was some reasonable maideners in that race, and she just beat them easily. Ran time too. Ran very quick. Ran nearly a second quicker than Ability later in the day. One, Miss Rock resumes. She's a very good filly. Well placed here, and for My Country for the Snowdens, next best. 12, 15, 1 and 4.
Greg Miles likes the 12 as well, Arias, to beat 14, 4 and 7. 12, 14, 4 and 7. Race 3 around the bend here, the 1400.
Yeah, well, good standings out because it's running in the Golden Rose here at Rose Hill. Seaburge is a $5.50 chance, an equal favourite at that price. Tessera 6.50, Jackson 21, Throstle 8.50, Detective 9, Yulong Shenghui at 11, Revolving Door 11, Urban Ruler 8, Captain Duffy 21. Awake in Grinzing at 26, Zumbaka at $5.50, Inspired Estelle at 15, and Smart As You Think is a scratching. Best supported runner dollar-wise here, Urban Ruler in front of Seaburge. Third pick, I had to say it, Yulong Shenghui, and fourth pick is Throstle.
Gee, some promising horses here, aren't there, Dean?
Yeah, it's a good race, Andrew. I'm going to go with Seaburge to bounce back here. I just don't know if Caulfield really suited him. He seemed to have to really drag around the home turn there, and it was 1,200. I think 1,400, winkers on, back to where he won the size produce. I think he can bounce back. Tessera might be the danger. Thought he was in the worst ground, did enough first up, looked well placed here. Throstle, I think he's a horse right through to the Derby. Follow him through. He ran well first up, and the extra distance, obviously, in his favour. He's a winner here. And Urban Ruler, who used Barrier 1 early in the day to advantage, and his first up win had merit. 2, 3, 5, 9.
Yeah, I agree with Dean. Follow Throstle all the way through the Derby here, and I'm going to jump on today. I thought it was good first up around the valley. I don't think it's a Mooney Valley horse. Gets back to Flemington. Big strider, tracks perfect. Drawn a little wide, just needs some early luck to find a spot, and no doubt will improve with the run, but I still think it can win. To beat number 6, Detective, got the win out of the way last time, can roll forward, get somewhere up near the front and run well. Number 3, Tessera, Surprised to see a change of tactic last night. It's had two wins have been up on the speed and they notified they were going back last time. I think it'll go better here. And two Seaburg, okay first up, fitter for that, and his best is certainly good enough. 5, 6, 3, and 2.
Five as well for Greg Miles to beat 3, 2, and 9. He's a throstle man as well. 5, 3, 2, and 9 in race number 3. On Ladies' Day down at Flemington, the Sofitel comes up. Race 4. It's over the 1,400 metres again here, Glenn.
Yes, Andrew, and race 4 is Larry's.
Headed by one of the veterans, Smokin' Joey, as you get it up here.
Yeah, come on, Larry, here we go. Smokin' Joey's a $31 chance, Andrew. High World's at $8.50. Tashby at $4.40 makes it equal favourite. Resiz 17, Allman $4.40 equal favourite. Honoria 71, Rosa Virginia 71, Nozomi 41. Prince of Brooklyn 4.60, Just Magic 21, Bonorum 7.50, Wales at $31, Marwood's at 10, Cool Chap is a scratching, and so is Grand Rosso. Dollar-wise here, the best supported runner is Tash B in front of High World, then Bonorum and Allman.
Okay, Tash B, given a mention this morning by Ben Hayes, one of the co-trainers here. Mark, what about race 4 for you?
Hoss, I think there are 4 good chances. I'll go number 9, Prince of Brooklyn, who's had a terrific campaign, run down by He's Our Rocky last start. That's fantastic form. I think from where it's drawn, it gets the absolute run of the race. Just needs the same ride from Craig Newitt that it's been getting recently, and it's right in the finish. To beat number 3, Tashby, come back from a spell in great order, should go forward, should get a nice run up the front on a moderate speed. 5, Allman, I think the track was just too wet last start in Adelaide. Drier surface here, much more in its favour. And 11, Bonorum, was good first up, got a lovely weight drop, Craig Williams jumps on. I think it rounds out the winning chances. 9, 3, 5, and 11.
I'm going to go with Tashby. I think he's in super form. He looks great. He ran a career best last start. He's only got to repeat that. I think he'll be very hard to beat. From Bonorum, did more than enough first up. I think he'll have made a lot of improvement from that run too. He looked well, but with improvement to come. 5, Allman, off that pretty ordinary track at Morpheville last start, can improve. And 9, Prince of Brooklyn, I think he's a back end of preparation. If he's got one more run in him, he just looked a little bit light to me last start. It'll be interesting to see how he parades today. 3, 11, 5, and 9.
Greg Miles likes 5, Allman for Darren Weir and Damien Oliver. 5 on top to beat 3, 11 and 9. 5, 3, 11 and 9. Hooking into these features now, Glenn, the 5th race down the straight, the Dane Hill.
Don't we like to say it, Andrew? Another Sydney horse favourite here. Defcon at $3.70. Tronchant at $31. Saraceno at $7. Archives, $6.50. We'll claim it as a Sydney cider as well. Valiano at $18. Highland Beat at $9. Dreams of Plenty, $14. Jaws of Steel, $31. Damn Ready, $11. Wasn't Me at $12. Hardam at $12. Samara Dancer is a $9 chance. Well, punters only want to be on one runner here. Over half the investment on the race here is on DEFCON.
How does it set up down the straight here, Dean? How do you see the Dane Hill?
Andrew, I think the likely speed runners are probably Valiano, Saraceno, Dreams of Plenty, maybe Damn Ready. I think they're the 4 most likely to be going forward, and they're drawn right across the track. So it depends if they come to the inside or just sit down the middle like they usually do. If they do that, well, DEFCON's okay. But if they go to the inside, he's going to be back and needing a bit of luck getting through traffic. So it'll be interesting to see which way the jockeys play it.
Okay, I guess we have race 2 to give us some sort of line, that that earlier race, the fillies. How do you who do you put on top?
I'm going with Archives, one of the Sydney siders. I thought that he resumes. I thought he had a good first preparation without having much idea what he was doing. He had 2 trials in Sydney, recent jump out at Flemington, blinkers on. I think he's a real Guinea sort of contender, and I think he can win first up. 4 to beat 9, Damn Ready. I think that was a good race at Mooney Valley. He ran second in. He was a bit awkward around the home turn, lost his momentum, battled on well. He has trialled very well down the straight. 1 DEFCON, good ride and win last start. This is a tougher 1,200 metres, and that's my little query on him, that, you know, at a really tough 1,200, but he was very good last start. And Saraceno over from New Zealand, beating the older horses is a fair trick first up at weight for age. He could probably measure up here. 4, 9, 1, and 3.
Yeah, number 4 for me too, Archives. I think the spell would have done it the world of good. Just looked really raw its first campaign. Loved its recent trial with the blinkers. I would imagine it wouldn't be too far from the speed from where it's drawn, following the likes of Dreams of Plenty out there. and just might be too strong at the 1,200 metres to beat number one, DEFCON. Don't know how gate one will be down the straight, but it was a good win first up. Got to be a great chance. I put number seven, Dreams of Plenty, in. I thought it might lead out wide and give you a good sight. And 10 wasn't me. Just thought it might be the best or the strongest of 1,200 metres out of that race at Caulfield. 4, 1, 7 and 10.
Greg Miles likes the 9 Damn Ready to beat 1, 12 and 4. 9, 1, 12 and 4. And to give us a bit more on the 18 lining up for the Lindsay Park team, David Hayes will join us on Tab Talk after 10 o'clock. Dean will need the half hour to go through with it with all of his runners today.
Absolutely.
But it'll be good info to have a chat with him after 10. Let's move to the Bobby Lewis down the straight again. Glenn, it's over the 1,200 and under the Louvre. What price are we currently under the Louvre here?
For you, Andrew, $5. For everyone else, $5. Yeah, $5 and second pick at that price. But Extravagance, a $5 chance as well. General Ife's at 21. Some Moments down from Brisbane at 19. Durandal to 21. King Like, another Sydney sider here, favourite at $4.80. The Monstar for Brett Kavanagh at 21. Santa Ana Lane, $7.50. Tavachi, 13. Fatinar, 9. We've Got This, 9. And Astro Castro, not as big today, only $26. But just under half the amount of money on the race here is on Under the Louvre. Second pick is King Like. Third pick, not a great deal between We've Got This and Extravagant. And yes, Astro Castro, next pick.
He's been very patient, Alan Hunter, Dean, hasn't he, with Astro Castro since that debut win?
Well, he has been, and he's been very ambitious. He was fairly ambitious on debut. Well, he's really ramped it up here.
Yeah, into the Bobby Lewis we go. Pace-wise here?
Building speed down the straight, Andrew. I would have thought probably the Monstar, maybe Extravagant, Fatinar, Durandal. But, yeah, I would think this is probably a building speed.
Okay. Mark, how do you fancy, or who do you fancy in the Bobby Lewis?
I'm not a big fan of the racehorse, but I'll tip one at a bit of odds here. Number 9, Tavachi, who comes back from a spell. It's trialled terrific. It goes well fresh. Saw it measure up in the good three-year-old company last time. And in a tough race, I'm happy to have something each way. To beat number one under the Louvre, the weights are probably against him here, but he's a terrific horse. He was fantastic last start at Caulfield. He'll be charging. Number 11, We've Got This. I thought was given no hope whatsoever at Caulfield. He might be chiming in late. And Too Extravagant. Looks like, as Dean said, just a building speed. Might be able to get up the front, control the race, and give a good kick. Not a race for mine to be betting in. 9, 1, 11 and 2.
Yeah, I like King Like here. I think he won this day last year, winning the Dane Hill. He was good first up last campaign. His trial recently, well, he just didn't have any luck. He couldn't get clear. I think with the lightweight, he's not a very big horse, so I think down in the weights is a big factor to him, and I'm going to go with him to beat one under the Louvre, who does have the issue of the weight, but he's a super genuine horse, and he placed in this race last year. Extravagant, I just think, I know they want to ride him a little bit conservative, but building speed down the straight, he'll be right there all the way. I think he'll run well, and Santa Ana Lane for me, next best. 6, 1, 2 and 8.
And for Greg Miles, he goes Fatinar, number 10, to be 2, 6 and 1. 10, 2, 6 and 1. I think that tells us that it is a difficult race with all the boys going for different numbers in the Bobby Lewis. The big group one of the day is race 7 at 4:10, the Mackaybee Diva.
Yeah, I'll go to another screen for this and get them in numbered order. Where Prince of Penzance here, a $51 chance. Happy Trails at 41. Blackheart Bart favourite. I'm not going to do that.
White had to go back the other day from the gate, can settle a lot closer and should be ready to fire. Number 12, Rising Romance, just gets that cheap run, fourth or fifth inside, got a great place hope. And if there was a blowout, maybe number 4, Our Ivanhoe, who should have nearly won the Peter Young last campaign when fresh. Gets trialled fantastic recently at Flemington, look for it to be charging. 3 should win for mine from 10, 12 and 4.
Greg Miles likes number 3, Blackheart Bart, to beat 12, 10 and 4. 3, 12, 10 and 4 in the Mackaybee Diva Race 6. We are working on our technical issues. You wouldn't believe it. There's been a leakage of water into our technical area and it has caused issues through the morning. So our apologies for that. Let's move to Race 8. Glenn will give us the markets at the end for these last couple of races. So Dean, give us your thoughts if you can hear me on the Let's Elope.
I can, Andrew, and I'm going with... I'm actually making a little adjustment to my tips from Formline on Thursday night because number 18 is now in the field, Egypt, and I'm going to go with her. I thought her first up run was luckless and good. She's a real talent, this mare, and I think she's got a great each-way chance from 15. French Emotion, she bombed the start at Mooney Valley, cost her position, cost her any chance of winning. She ran well. 4 Thames Court ran well at Caulfield and Batterwire. She's a beauty, races well fresh and likes this track. 18, 15, 4 and 1.
Yeah, look, it's a race I think you could have 8 or 10 picks here and miss the winner. I've come up with number 12, Tilopia, who obviously needs luck from that barrier draw, but I think she's in terrific form. If she can just slot in, if they bunch up a bit, she might be the one steaming down the middle. At big odds, number 11, Manageress, just flies at Flemington. It resumes here. Look for it to be strong late. Number 1, Badawea, terrific mare. Got the 59 kilos coming into this race, which is a little concerned, but she does fly at Flemington. And 2, Don't Doubt Mama. Fantastic first up at Caulfield. Drawn the inside, just might need some luck getting clear. In a tough race, I'll go 12, 11, 1 and 2.
Greg Miles likes the toppy here, number 1, Badawea, for Mick Price to beat 4, 2 and 15. 1, 4, 2 and 15 in the Let's Elope Race 8. And we finish off here, Race 9. It's over the 1,700 metres, Dean. How do you see the last here?
Andrew, I'm going with Pillow Desai. I think races change with the scratching of Mr. Wonderful. He's just going to need a bit of luck from the draw slotting in somewhere, but he should be ready now. He didn't look like a winner at last start in the yard. He looked well, but he just looked a bit above himself. He should be fitter now, another 3 weeks down the track to beat 11. Gabella, his stablemate, probably should have won first up. Extra distance suits against the boys today. 3, Royal Rapture. He's up in the weights, but he's racing well. Makes his own luck. And 9, Assign, who was good early in the prep last time in. 13, 11, 3 and 9.
I'm tipping one at each way. Obviously, I think he'll run fantastic. Number 4, Big Memory, who, he's a good horse. He's unlucky not to have a much better record than what he's got. He's had a couple of trials in preparation for this. He's looked fantastic at the trials. He was ready to go in the Balaclava Cup, which... they scratched him from when the distance got reduced. I think you'll go forward, get a beautiful run behind them, and each way will run you a great race. The beat number 3, Royal Rapture, it's in fantastic form, gets a lovely run on the speed again, and will run well. 13, Pillow Desai, it can win. It's had 2 runs back. I think it's short enough odds. And 4th pick, number 11, Gabella, who should have won first up. This is a tougher race, but looks to have come back really well. 4 each way for me from 3, 13 and 11.
Greg Miles in the last lights 13 to beat 11, 3 and 7. 13, 11, 3 and 7 in race 9. So they're the fancies for each of the 9 races. Mark, what's your best, mate?
I'll go a couple each way, Hoss. Race 3, number 5, Throstle, and race 9, number 4, Big Memory.
Race 9, number 4. So 3, 5 and 9, 4, both each way for Mark Hunter. Good luck today, mate.
Thanks, Andrew.
Mark Hunter there. Dean, what about you?
Andrew, I like King Like, race 6, number 6, and I like the last race, 9, number 13, Pillow Desai.
Okay, so it's 6-6 with Gerald Ryan on his way. He left here this morning at Rose Hill, and the other one, race 9, number 13. And for people that may not have seen you on Formline, what's your thoughts in the big one here at Rose Hill, the Golden Rose?
I like Oh My Sword. I thought she was stunning winning first up, and I just think she can make the progression. I think she gets a great run from the draw.
And anything else up here?
No, I thought that there was one I liked, Andrew. You've put me on the spot, as I normally do. You're good at that. I liked, it was earlier in the day. Long Kiss Goodnight in the first. I know a few of those form lines, and I think she can, from the good draw, run very well.
Okay, for Michael, Wayne and John Hawks, that's race 1, number 7. I always put you on the spot a bit, don't I?
Well, keep me on my toes, Andrew.
Yeah, you have a good day, mate. We look forward to your coverage right through it.
Okay, thanks, Andrew.
Dean Lester there. Again, I'm broadcasting from our phone out here at Rose Hill. We've had technical issues this morning. As I say, rain has leaked through into our technical area at French's Forest, and it's caused some hiccups along the way this morning. I'm going to hand, this is dangerous, this is very dangerous, listeners. I'm going to hand my phone to Glenn Munsey, who's going to give you the prices for the last 2 races. If he takes it over, I'll be grabbing it off him. But Glenn, give us the markets here for races 8 and 9.
Thank you very much for your morning, Andrew. We'll see you on Racing HQ on Tuesday. Here's race 8 at Flemington. Badawea is a $7 chance. Don't Doubt Mama, $6.50. Catch a Fire, 13. Thames Court at 9. Sabo LaVie at 16. Jessie Bell, 13. All Cerise at 41. Metaphorical, 18. Choose, 21. My Sister Lil, 21. Manageress, 21. Tilopia is an $8.50 chance. Miss Soft Hands is a scratching. And we go to Rockalicious at 17. French Emotion at 7. Nimini Pimini and Kana are both out. Egypt's at 15. And Champagne Cocktail is a $61 chance. Best supported runner here is Don't Doubt Mama, more than double the investment on its nearest rival, which is Tilopia. And third pick is Thames Court. Now, the last at Flemington, the last of nine, and we'll start with Morris here at $26. Oscardo, 41. Royal Rapture, 550. Big Memory at 850. Howard Be Thy Name, 18. Shimrano, 17. Tally at 9. The Little Engine, 31. A Sign at 11. Hans Holbein at 26. Gabella at 8. Zantika at 41. The favourite is Pilot de Say at $2.90. Pinstripe Lane and Mr. Wonderful both out. And Prima is a $71 chance. Their supported runner is Pilot de Say here, but only fractionally in front of Tally. And they sort of stand out for the rest of the runners there. Third pick would be a fair way away in Royal Rapture. So that's the markets from tab.com.au on Flemington. I can't believe Dean Lester sabotaged our program just because we said all the Sydney horses were favourite. Andrew?
Good on you, Glenn. The system is now working, so we're back up and running with an hour to go. Let's hope that we can stay here live and active. We've got Brisbane coming up with the previews. Jockey challenges, now that your system is back up and running with your microphone. Have you got any jockey challenges?
Yeah, I can tell you. At Flemington, Andrew, Larry didn't stop working. He just trudged straight through that drama. Dwayne Dunn, 220. Damien Oliver, 330. Craig Williams at 6, Mark Zara at 8, Craig Newitt and Damien Lane 11 a pair, any other jockey 18, Daniel Moore at 100s, Huey Bowman totally dominates the Jockeys Challenge on Golden Rose Day at Rose Hill, he's a $1.30 favourite for the Jockeys Challenge, Tommy Berry's at 4.60, James McDonald's at 9, go out to Tim Clark at 14, Blake Shin 31, any other jockey 35, Karen McAvoy 41, and Yo Mamira is a 50-1 champ. Doomben, because we've got Michael Maxworthy giving us his look at Doomben coming up. Jeff Lloyd, $1.65. Josh Oliver, $4.80. Jimmy Byrne, $8.50. Brad Stewart, $9. Sarah Ilbeck, $12. Any other jockey, $15. Robbie Frad, $16. Michael Carl, $35. Then we'll have Wayne Harris on to give us his selections for Kembla Grange, where Jeff Penza, the favourite there, at $3.20. Chad Lever and Mitchell Bell, $3.40. Blake McDougall at $5. Brock Ryan, $16. Any other jockey, 18, Grant Buckley 31 and Paul King at 35. And I notice there's also a Jockey's Challenge up for the second day of the Cairns Amateurs.
Yes,
Robert Thompson, a couple of winners there the other
treble.
Day.
Treble yesterday.
So oh, I only saw him win two. I was on route to Sky when he won the third.
He got the treble. All right, mate, we'll see and hear you right through the day on Sky Thoroughbred Central. And Monday morning, punters post-mortem with the whole team coming up at 9 o'clock.
Yeah, 10:30 this morning, the kick-off on Sky Thoroughbred Central. So I'll devour what's left of your breakfast and I'll get up there.
I haven't had the chance. Thank you, Glenn.
See you, mate.
Glenn Munsey from tab.com.au. Don't forget, we've got our previews coming up of Brisbane and Kembla. 10 o'clock Tab Talk among the guests, David Hayes and Paul Joyce. And at 11 o'clock, Peter Ellis will preview Morfordville. Straight after that, our new Melbourne form analyst, Steve Moran. He was on fire last week early at the Valley. He's back at about 10 past 11. Simon Donopoulos at 20 past. And Darren Flindell with his own Rose Hill preview at 11.35. After 11, stay with us because we've got plenty of winners from many of our form analysts. In a moment, we'll look at Doomben in Brisbane.
Punters Postmortem brings you the best racing analysis.
Join Ron Duffersey,
Dean Lester
and Glenn Munsey as they cover all the feature racing and take your calls. Punters Postmortem, Monday mornings at 9, here on your racing leader, Sky Sports Radio.
All the King's Horses, The Bart Cummings Story, is on DVD.
Everything was done the right way. It was done his way.
He had absolute faith in what he did.
He took horses to another level and made them champions.
Demanded excellence at every stage of the training process.
1-4 in the Melbourne Cup. That's as good as Bradman's batting average.
We commemorate the legacy of the Cup's King on the extended, unseen DVD version with bonus features.
Winning life well-lived on a betting ticket.
Available from August 18.
At Bing Lee, buy any Hisense 4K Ultra HD television and get 50% off the ticketed price of a matching Yamaha soundbar. Bing Lee, the Hisense big screen TV experts. Terms and conditions apply. See binglee.com.au for full details.
Have you checked out OneToFollow's website yet? If not, do it this morning. You'll find stacks of free articles and news from some of the best professional punters in the business. Staking plans, analysis, opinions, horses to follow, all designed to help you maximise your profits and make the most from your punting today. There's even a sports betting section, and we know how big sports are these days. One to follow, news and views from our top punters and the chance to invest in their winning products. Check it out this morning before you really get stuck into a day. All this information is available at one webpage, onetofollow.com.au. That's it, onetofollow.com.au.
Racing HQ is brought to you by TAB. We love Spring Carnival and we bet you'll love our great racing offers. Visit tab.com.au for details. TAB, we love a bet.
Michael Maxworthy is about to preview Doomben. We'll check out the weather in just a moment, but I'll whiz through the scratchings. Race 1, take out 4 and 9. Race 2, 8 and 11. The 3rd, 2, 8, 10 and 11. The 4th, 4 and 11. Race 5 at Doomben, 5, 8 and 14 are out. Race 6, 1, 9 and 13. Race 7, the scratchings are 4, 5, 7, 10 and 11. And race 8, 1, 2, 3, 10, 11, 17 and 18. Now the weather, they've had 14.5 millimetres in the last 24 hours, most of that overnight. Michael Maxworthy is with us. Mike, what's the weather like in Brisbane?
Andrew, right at the moment, quite cloudy. There's a little bit of blue sky, and the forecast from the Bureau suggests we might get a shower or two later this afternoon. So we'll just have to take it one race at a time. And with that rain overnight, I believe it happened very late last night, dumping of about 14 mils on the track at Doomben, and it has it into the soft seven. So we'll keep that monitored for you throughout the day, Andrew.
Okay, so we start a seven. Righto, let's have a look at the first. Maxi, how do you see this sprint race?
Well, it's a bit tricky. A few unknowns here. Saluda, of course, is the class galloper. He's had a bit of a freshen up. We haven't seen him for 7 weeks. Now, I'm a bit concerned about his rain-affected track stats. He's had 7 goes, Andrew, on the soft, but only 2 seconds and 2/3. He's had 3 on the heavy, hasn't been able to run a place. So I've got a few little queries on Saluda. So I'm going for number 2, Hard Stride, first up from a spell today. Now, last campaign, David Moody from Melbourne sent him to Tony Sears in Toowoomba. It was at the back end of his autumn-winter campaign. He'd had 2 starts for Tony, didn't do a lot. In fact, his long campaign last time in work pretty much yielded 0. But I'm just going to take the punt on him. He's had a couple of jump outs and he's gone okay. He's drawn close to the rails where I like them here over the 1,050. No weight on his back. So number 2, Hard Stride, to get the money in the first to beat 1, Saluta. 3, The Stormman. Blinkers are back on. Excellent second up stats and he races well here. And number 6, Handyman Bob, should get a nice run. 2, 1, 3 and 6.
2, 1, 3 and 6 in the opener. Race 2, this is the Country Cup. It's over the 1,200 metres.
Gee, they come from all over outback Queensland here for this particular race. In fact, we've got a field of how many of them? 9 runners left, and between them they've won 81 races. Right. The horse that I'm going with, number 1, Heroic Action, last campaign was racing at Augustala, Blackall, Longreach, Aramac. He's had 1 run back. And he ran 3rd in Toowoomba, and that's the form line that I'm getting. 3rd behind a pretty handy horse at this level in Old Brown Eyes. He's now with Ben Curry in Toowoomba. So we're going to put him in on top here, number 1, Heroic Action, in a very tricky race. Very hard to match up the form. 2, Mashani Gladiator. Well, he is a winner here at Doomben back as a 2-year-old. First up, he won at a track called Dingo in outback Queensland. But overall, he's got good statistics, so we'll give him a hope. 4, Midnight Curfew. And the other one, number 10, Bizarre Rock, rarely wins but does like rain-affected tracks. 1, 2, 4 and 10.
1, 2, 4 and 10 there. And at the moment, Midnight Curfew is the favourite at 4.20 over Heroic Action at 5.50 with TAB fixed odds. To race 3, and Pano Rossa here, number 3 for Jeff Lloyd. It's currently the $3.80 favourite, Mike, just over Cramming at $3.90.
I think when we're doing the form for this race, we've got to go back 2 weeks. It was a 2,000-metre race at Doomben, and the winner of that race was Lars Biaggia. He's not here, but Cramming ran into about a neck. He lines up. Cramming was second in that race. My Diamond Teen, she was close up in 3rd. Pano Rossa was close up in 4th, and then Black Jag. In fact, there was only 1.4 lengths covering the 4 of them. I think clearly that's the form lines here. And today, fourth up from a spell, I'm expecting number six, Cramming, to peak. Looks to get a lovely run in transit. Likes it here at Doomben, and he's won twice on the soft. So we'll go with him, number six, Cramming, to beat five. My Diamond Teen, I'm sure this mare is going to appreciate getting up to 2,200 metres. She'll just step back off the speed and smoke the pipe. Number three, Pano Rossa, up to the 2,200 metres is good for him. Loves the rain-affected track, doesn't know how to run a bad race. And then number one, the likely leader in Black Jag. Pretty keen on Cramming six to beat 5, 3, and 1.
6, 5, 3, and 1 there for Maxi in race three. To race four at Doomben, this is over the 1,200. Ringo's a rock star, number one at 290. Number nine, another slipper at 350. And they absolutely dominated. The next one, Divine Dice, is at $9 tab fixed odds.
Yeah, I think he was about 15 earlier in the week, Divine Dice. He just needs to harness his speed. He's immature. He has plenty of ability. He should have finished a lot closer last start in that Ringo's a Rockstar race. I found this a little bit tricky because of the soft seven, Andrew. I'm a big rat for number nine here, Tony Gollan's runner, another slipper. But he's had two goes on a rain affected. He's performed poorly. In fact, when I woke up this morning and did the scratchings, I was surprised that he's still in. Now, I like the horse so much, I'm going to go with him. I'm going to go with Tony Gollan's judgment. Anybody who saw that he's win at Ipswich, it wasn't your average Friday afternoon win at Ipswich. It was terrific. He drew the outside gate. He had 58. He had to work overtime early, and then he raced away and won by 5 lengths. He's got the inside out. He drops a lot in the handicaps. I'm just going to take a punt on him. Number nine, another slipper, that he will handle the soft seven today. To beat number five, Divine Dice. Got a bit of ground to make up on Ringo's a rock star, but whilst Ringo was getting all of the breaks the other day, this guy was checking off heels. Things went belly up, and I like the fact there's been good support for him. Definitely Ringo's a rock star. He gets a claim today. He's well in. And then number three, he's got a never-say-die attitude. Mashani Sleuthy works hard early, usually stays on for a place. 9, 5, 1, and 3.
To race number five at Doomben, again over the 1,200. Land Office number 13 for Glenn Collis, $2.80. 6 Sunny Legend at 5 and 11 Prompt Return at $5.50.
Yeah, Land Office, he's flying. His last two victories at the Sunny Coast and at Doomben, he's had gate two and he speared straight to the lead and didn't give them a look in. Today he's drawn out a little bit. He's going to have to do a bit of work. Look, I was taken with the first up run of number 6 Sunny Legend. Now, you've got to get him early in his preparation. And I know it was Eagle Farm and he's obviously in love with that track. But if you get a chance to have a look at the replay, you'll know what I'm talking about. He sat back off the speed, and when he sprinted, he put them away in two strides. So second up stats are pretty good. He's had three goes second up, at two wins and a third. He's got the alley where he can stalk a solid speed, and I think he can sprint quickly in the home straight and win again. Number six, Sony Legend. To beat four, Big Tree, the only blemish was last time at the Gold Coast in the Guineas there in a really hot field of three-year-olds. Drew wide. He has been second in two recent barrier trials. He's very honest, Big Tree. Number 13, Land Office. He can certainly make it three on the trot, provided he has a bit of luck for Matt Alley. And then number 10, Urban Knight, who might push on and try and lead here. He's very fit. 1,200 metres, not a problem. He can certainly figure in the money. But number 6, Sony Legend, to repeat the dose of his first up win, to beat 4, 13 and 10.
Righto. To race number 6 over the 1,350. Number 4, Secret Puzzles, the favourite at 350. Over Pepperano, number 12 at 390. And then Panaka, number 8 for Jim Byrne at 440. But Secret Puzzles, the favourite here. Drawn a nice barrier for Brad Stewart, Max. How do you see race 6?
Yeah, look, she's just got a back up. She bolted in at the Sunshine Coast 2 back, and then she went to Eagle Farm last Saturday, and she won by 5.5 lengths. That was on the heavy eight. Look at a soft track stat. She's had three goes on the soft for 3 wins. She's had one go on a heavy for a win. She is on that 7-day backup, and she's certainly not a robust mare, and she rises 3.5 kilos in the handicaps. So if the backup's okay, she can certainly win it. She does get all of the on-pace favours here as well. Having said that, I'm going with number 8, Piekna. I thought her last start performance was very good, although it was a narrow victory when she gunned down Pepperano. I love the way when she balanced up in the home straight, she set out after Pepperano and put her away at the end of 1,200. I like her up to 1,350 today, Piekna. So have the 8 on top of the 4 Secret Puzzle. Number 12, Pepperano, who's third up today after a long spell. She gets a lovely run. And then 3, the likely leader, 1, Auspicio, 8, 4, 12 and 3.
8, 4, 12 and 3 in race 6. Race number 7 we move to, again over the 1350. And in race 7, Tab Fixed Odds, Monsieur Gustave, number 12. It did it for us the other day. It's at $2. Pretty tight here, Maxi, over Brotherly Secret at $4.80 and most important at $6.50.
Yeah, I think he'll win again. He beat a few of these horses 2 weeks ago, this track and distance, with his head on his chest. That was only class 3, so he rises to a class 6, but drops 3 kilos. Again, he's drawn an alley where he can ping straight to the lead. I can't see a lot of horses pressuring him here. Most important is likely to go forward, Shipwreck and Dandy One. They're the others that will probably go forward, but I can't see them hassling Monsieur Gustave in the lead. And I expect him to kick clear in the home straight and score again. I think he's the best bet on the card, although he's now into even money about the $2. So give him the big tick, number 12. To beat 13, most important, who'll be up there with him. I think he can hold on for a place. Eagle Farm last start, a forget run back to Doomben. He likes it here. Then number 9, Dandy One. He's got a bit of ground to make up on Monsieur Gustave, about 4 lengths, but he's in good form and he can get on board here. And then number 6, Brotherly Secret. No wet track form at all, but he's drawn to get a lovely run behind the speed. 12, the good thing, 13, 9 and 6.
And the last at Doomben, we've got down the bottom here. 14, Bound for Love for Jeff Lloyd at 3.40 Tab Fixed Odds. 13, Stiletto at 4.50 and Fascina number 9 at $5. But $3.40, Bound for Love, number 14.
Yeah, I think when Tabs first went up with the markets on Wednesday, this was one of the best backed on that particular day, Bound for Love, trained by Toby Edmonds. But this mare by Northern Meteor, she's only had 8 starts, 3 wins and 4 placings, and her victory at Eagle Farm last start was super. She won by 4 lengths, she went up to the mile, turning into the straight, she hit the lead, and then she just raced away from the opposition. Now, that was Eagle Farm, and we know Eagle Farm at this time is horses for courses while it consolidates. She's got to bring that form to Doomben, but 2 back, she ran second at Doomben behind Dutch Treat. I think she's the second good thing on the card, loves the rain-affected track, not an overly strong race, but the mile at Eagle Farm to the mile at Doomben today is different. You need a lot of luck at Doomben. She's drawn 10 in a big field. If she gets the luck, I think she wins. 14, Bound for Love, to beat number 13, Salento, who gets the gun run. 3 runs back have all been positive. 9, Fascina, loves rain-affected tracks. I'd be putting him in everything. And then number 6, Revitalize. Rarely wins, but he's always there, snapping at their heels at the end. 14, 13, 9, 6, Andrew, in the last.
Righto. Just the one best bet?
We're going to make it 2. We're going to have something on race 7, number 12, Monsieur Gustave, at about the $2. And then we're going to throw it all up. Race 8, number 14, Bound for Love.
Righto, 7.12 and 8.14, the best for Michael Maxworthy at Doomben. We'll monitor that weather through Josh Fleming and yourself through the afternoon here on Sky Sports Radio. We start with a soft 7 after that overnight rain. Enjoy the day, Maxie.
Okay, thanks, Andrew.
Michael Maxworthy previewing Doomben. At 11 minutes to 10, we're going straight to Wayne Harris to look at Kembla Grange. We've got a soft 5, 3 millimetres of rain overnight. What's it like there at the moment, mate?
Mate, it's a little bit cloudy, but I think it's just we've had a few heavy dews here, Andrew, and the track just takes in, and we haven't had a great deal of rain, but yeah, it's a little bit overcast, but I think we're pretty safe at the moment.
All right, well, as I say, we start with a soft 5 today. Let's have a look at the card, and there's no scratchings out of the first, Wayne?
No, Andrew, good day here. We've got the Berry Cup in the Kevin Robinson Memorial, and I'll get a big, big contingent from down that area here today. It's a very good race day. Small field, as in the first year. I've gone numbers 4, 2, 8 and 5. There's 8 runners, and I reckon 6 of them have got hopes, Andrew. Some good stables, 2 of this from Team Stoden, 2 from Waller. So I went with number 4. I thought it might have the improvement at Sovereign Wealth. It's only had the one career run, this mare, and she was very, very green behind Loose Goose, was able to get home and run a place there. Now, Loose Goose has a good chance in a race later here today, so I think coming on from that should be very, very hard to beat. Awkward draw, but I think she's the one on the upside. 2 baby shoes. First up run was terrific on a heavy track behind a smart one at the Beaumont track, and has been placed here at Kenilworth before. Race experience with her will be a big plus. The other stone horse, 8 Snip Missile, coming back to provincial grade, has got to be considered. I tossed up between the 2 Waller runners. I thought number 5, Rave and Army, resumes here today with blinkers on. I thought he's last trial, the Blingus was a lot better. I see they've got the other one, Lucien Favourite, so I've left it out of my top four. But I've gone 4.285.
4.285. Your top fancy there currently 4.60 is Sovereign Wealth in the first with Tab Fixed Odds. In race two, the Scratching is number three and Volante number one, $3 favourite over Heavenly Anna at $4.
I went with a bit of value here. I went 4.251. I'm probably clutching at straws a bit, but I thought Team Snowden mare Flash of Innocence. She was good on the first preparation, second preparation, a little bit flat in good city class races. Hard to get a guide on her. She had two very quiet trials, but she comes here fancy. She's going to take some beating, I think. Two Heavenly Anna had the first runs for its new stable, ran a very good second at Wyong the other day, and that was a pretty strong race too. So she backs up second up here today. Thought number five had a chance. Hero Paul, big question mark, former New Zealand horse. He's never won under a mile, but geez, trial was good the other day. Very, very nice trial. I watched the market with him. And Volante, just struggling to win, but coming back to provincial grade has to be considered. Very, very tricky race, 4.251.
Flash of Innocence, Wayne's fancy there, $5 currently with Tab Fixed Odds. To race three, what have we got here? Call the Coppers, number one, the favourite or equal favourite now at 3.20 with Three Rogue Missile. Wayne also at that $3.20.
I went this way, Andrew, 3.18.4. I thought Rogue Missile resumes the spell here today. It's been off a fair while. Two career runs were very, very good placings. It's debut run ran second at Hawkesbury behind This Is Australia, who had a huge rap on him at the time. Now, resuming here, Rodney Lehman's giving two very, very nice trials. Good draw, claim for Rachel King. I'm going to go that way. One Call the Coppers, very, very speedy horse. Couple of gear changes today. I think dropping back to 1,000 metres. He'll look the winner for most part of the race. Then we go down to number eight, Diddums, the first starter from the Gerald Ryan camp. Having his first trials have been okay, blinkers on. And I think his last trial had the blinkers on. It was pushed out and trialled quite well. So watch the marker with it. Then we'll throw in number four, Hamiko. It's resuming here today. Couple of nice trials. Blinkers go on as well. So as you can see, it is a bit of a tricky race. Me, I've gone 3.18.4.
3.18.4. Watch the movements there for race three. Race four, the Jim McGee Memorial Cup. Old Man Sam is the shorty here, Wayne, number one at $2.20. Notre Reeve, number six, at $3. And Loose Goose, number four, at $4.40. Then they actually dominated. It goes out to $10, Westside Magic. So what are your thoughts here in the fourth?
A lot of lightly raced horses there, Andrew, and they look like they've got a bit of form too. I've gone this way, 1, 4, 6, and 3. He's done nothing wrong, Old Man Sam. Mick Tubman's produced him. He's obviously had a story to him. He's a six-year-old and only having his third career run today. He was heavily backed and won here on debut. Then he went down beaten bravely by a horse called Echo Effect, who's unbeaten in three runs. So Paul King normally rides Echo Effect. He's got on to Old Man Sam today, and I think he'll take some beating. He's a pretty brave little horse. I thought the danger would come from number four, Loose Goose. She's a mare that's obviously just taken a bit of time. She was very green at first preparation, but looked good. Fought hard, determined win there first up at Boston. So she's the main danger, I think. Notre Rev, it's only had the one career run back in April and was very, very good winning at Canberra. And number three, winning Supreme. Got bumped a few times. It was in the market first up there in a strong race at Gosford, so it can be an improver in the Gary Moore camp. 1, 4, 6, and 3.
1, 4, 6, and 3 in that one. We move then to the Kevin Robinson Memorial Cup Race 5. We've got in this race the Scratching of number 1. Bannatyne number 4 is at 3.40 over Dr. Sykes at 3.60. Broadside at 4.20 and then out to Speed Hero at $7.
Normally the Robinson team bombard this meeting, but obviously they haven't got a real lot there to take them on today. And Robbie Price, Kevin Robinson's son-in-law, has had mission in the race. And sadly, I haven't put in the numbers, but I've gone this way. 2, 3, 4, 5. 2 Broadside. It's a query horse, Andrew, from the Waterhouse Bot Camp, former New Zealander. Won its last two starts over there in New Zealand. It's had two testing trials. Blinkers go on for the first time today. And watch the mark with you. I think it's the one to beat. 3 Dr. Sykes. Failed last start at Canterbury. He put an off, probably his worst career run in there, but that was on a very heavy track. So I think coming back to the provincials there, I saw his prior runs were quite good. And he has trialled since that last run and trialled, given a very quiet trial. So he goes normally well here at Kembla Grange. So then we go to Bannatyne, number 4. Another one, looks like her wheels were spinning on the heavy track the other day at Warwick Farm. Go on her two placings here at Kembla before that. I think she's well placed here. And Obscurity's runs haven't been bad this time in. So 2, 3, 4, and 5.
We had Adrian Bott on just after 7 o'clock, and Duff asked him about Broadside. He said, don't worry, first up 1,600 metres, horses certainly fit enough, and they've just taken a bit of time to get into the races. So there was certainly a good feel that the horse is going to be producing today, Wayne, from from Adrian.
Andrew, the trials, they tested him out. They didn't give him an easy time, so he'd be fit there today, I'd imagine.
Yeah, okay. That's the Kevin Robinson Memorial Cup to race 6, the Noah's Ark Berry Cup, the feature race down there today. One Brother in Arms, the favourite at $3, 5 Shanaki at $3.20, and 3 Bill and Eve at $6.
I've gone 5, 1, 4, and 6. Shanaki is the one I've put on top here, Andrew. Last preparation, she showed a bit of form, and then this preparation, she was very, very determined, beat a pretty handy field up there at Scone first up. So if she can come on from that second up, she's got a funny record. She's at 8 stars, 3 wins, no placing. So with the claim here in the good draw today, I've gone with her. Brother in Arms has always promised to do something. Stack of placings last prep. He was very good winning first up here at Kembla Grange. Beat a very, very strong field. I think the Godolphin team had an odds on favourite in the race that day, and he beat it. Big odds, but it was no fluke. He's been off for a month. He might still beat these horses today because I know he's got plenty of ability, but I put him in there second. I thought number 4, Immortal Miss, had the 2 runs back from a spell. Been a good third here in a strong race last start. Might be on the improve. And 6, Majestic Rain. He has got the best win record, but I tell you what, he's never far away. And this is a winnable race. 5, 1, 4, 6.
5, 1, 4, and 6 in race number 6. Race 7. This is over the 1,400. Chicago Stomp number 1 for Godolphin, $3. 3 Mozart's Work at $3.60. And 2 Nothing Box at $4.20.
Yes, I've gone 1, 3, 2, and 4. I thought the Godolphin was Chicago Stomp. He's obviously a 4-year-old. I think he might have been gelded since his last prep, but I'm not quite sure. He's a slow maturer. Got a stack of gear changes today. They've taken the blinkers off him, put a noseband on him, and he wasn't knocked around in his most recent trial. Could have won it, I think. So he might have come back all right. Blinkers off, that's a strange one. Normally, a couple of stables, you like to see the blinkers going on, but you might just need to have a little look around. The Wallace stable's got a good couple of chances here. Number 3, Mozart's Work. It's one that just didn't look like it was handling the heavy track there on the Beaumont after a very, very good trial prior to going there on debut. So might have been the worst part of the track at Newcastle the other day, so it could be an improver. Stablemate, number 2, Nothing Box. It ran third up there I don't know if it was the same day or not. Yeah, I think it was. The track was very, very, very heavy, and this was finishing off late in the race. And 4, Who's the Star? It's got the race fitness on its side. Runs haven't been bad. But 1, 3, 2, 4.
And the last race here at Kembla, number 10, Our Belissa's the favourite at $2.80 over number 8, Vega, at $3.80 with Tab fixed odds.
I made it my best of the day, Andrew, 10, Our Belissa. Runs have been very, very good. Coming off a good third on a heavy at Warwick Farm last start. Actually, her and Arizona, number 9, have been in the same race the past 2 starts. Before, that was a very good second behind Coonawarra, who's run well in town since. So I think she's got the race to suit here today with the stable apprentice Blake McDougall taking off. A couple of kilos, I think it's the way to go. 8, Vega, he's another one coming off a very heavy track last start. He looked like he just couldn't, he struggled in that heavy going, so firmer track.